activity, and even worse, lost revenue. You've looked at the price to build, but have you considered the cost of not building? With interest rates still attractive, now is the time to build that warehouse, manufacturing, or retail space you need. A pre-engineered steel building from The General will save you up to half the cost of a similar conventionally built structure and be erected in about half the time. From airplane hangars to riding arenas, gymnasiums, and churches, expand quickly and save. For example, get a 60-foot by 120 for under $55,000 or a 100 by 150 for under $120. Call 800-603-9978, 800-603-9978, 800-603-9978.
This is Air America Radio Network News. I'm Emily Hoffman. An economy with blue skies, happy workers, and prosperity for all just around the corner. That's the sunny picture painted today at President Bush's economic conference, where there was not a discouraging word uttered and Bush's second-term priorities were resoundingly praised. Oh, it's nice to be president and to invite only panelists to your summit who, you know, will agree with you, which is just what our president did. In reality, Bush will have a hard time getting any of his major proposals through a skeptical Congress. There may be questions about Mike Leavitt becoming Health and Human Services Secretary. Oregon Democratic Congressman Pete DeFazio told Air America's Unfiltered that Leavitt should be fully vetted during Senate hearings on his nomination.
He brings tremendous loyalty to George Bush, which seems to be the highest criteria in the new cabinet, as opposed to expertise. And I guess Karl Rove will be sort of calling the shots like he does on everything else. But, you know, certainly any conflict of interest, the involvement in either the pharmaceutical industry or health insurance would be something that have to be fully investigated and have to really divest, not like Dick Cheney, who supposedly got rid of his Halliburton stock, but he was still benefiting.
The former Utah governor is the former CEO of a regional insurance company that bore his name. The company owns 100 independent insurance agencies that sell supplemental Medicare policies. Leavitt also has a small stake in two top drug makers, Johnson & Johnson and Merck, as well as Medtronic, which makes medical equipment. Happy birthday to the First Amendment. It turned 213 years old today, but supporters of the bulwark of personal liberty and free press are hardly celebrating. The free press, which is supposed to be a linchpin of America's proud democracy, faces its toughest challenge in a generation thanks to legal assaults that have left one U.S. journalist in home detention and others facing prison. First Amendment Center Ombudsman Paul McMasters says that imprisoning journalists is typically associated with tyrannies and dictatorships, making it ironic that U.S. judges in the past 6 months have threatened at least 8 reporters with sanctions or jail time for not naming sources. And here's the latest on the carnage toll in Iraq. The AP says that as of today, at least 1,303 members of the U.S. military have died since the beginning of the war in March of 2003. The AP count is 5 higher than the Defense Department's tally. Since May 1st of 2003, when President Bush declared that major combat operations in Iraq had ended, 1,165 U.S. military members have died. You're listening to Air America Radio Network News. I'm Emily Hoffman.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack. You've got questions, we got answers.
Are you a diabetic? Do you have Medicare or private insurance? If you do, here's some great news that could save you time and money. If you're required to test your blood sugar, iCare may be able to provide your supplies at no cost to you. Here's why. We work with Medicare and most private insurances to determine your maximum coverage benefits, so we can ship your supplies free right to your door. So I want you to call us right now. 800-720-5868. 800-720-5868. So if you have diabetes, we make it real easy for you here at iCare. We are an approved Medicare provider, and we do all the paperwork, so all you have to do is call. Toll free, 800-720-5868, 800-720-5868. That's 800-720-5868. Remember, at iCare, we care.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now, 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Roger. Roger. This is Catherine Lamper on the Al Franken Show. Radio and in from the front. They've captured Al. He's being taken to Iraq to provide, quote, entertainment. Joe Connison is helping us pull through, but we're going to need reinforcements. I'm not sure how long we're going to be able to hold on, but if we can make it till tomorrow, we'll have some fresh blood. Media critic James Wolcott, New Yorker writer Philip Gurevich, and Robert Thurman, world-famous Buddhist writer and father of Uma. Tune in to the Al Franken Show tomorrow. It may be our only hope.
Hi, this is Ambassador Carol Moseley Braun, here to congratulate Nancy Skinner on her Air America radio debut. Nancy is one debutante with wit and funk and style. Tune in for the voice America needs to hear.
Well, wasn't that a nice surprise, that being Ambassador Carol Moseley Braun? I didn't expect that one. Thank you very much, Ambassador. I am Nancy Skinner, filling in this evening for Mike Malloy. He is off this evening, has the night off. No word as to why. He's just got a special speaking engagement. Nothing big. He's not planning to run for office or anything exciting. He'll be back with you tomorrow night. So let's see. Let's just jump into this a little bit. Let me tell you who I am, first of all, if you don't know who I am. I have been on other shows on Air America, but... I have worked with Mike Malloy for a number of years. We started back at WLS in Chicago, the Big 89, worked together there many years, as well as IE America Radio. And you probably know me better from seeing my face on television. I do a lot of the talking head stuff and have for years and years and years on all those wonderful shows like Hannity and Combs and the Bill O'Reilly Show. Most recently on CNN, where I'm a regular every Tuesday at 6:30 Eastern time, every Tuesday morning. That's AM. God help me. So you can see me there and on other programs throughout the week and on various networks. You've probably seen me there labeled as liberal radio talk show host. It's also notable that I ran for the U.S. Senate in Illinois. That's probably why Ambassador Moseley Braun was asked to say something. I ran against Barack Obama and lost. So that's quite an honor, the new star of the Democratic Party. He's the guy to lose to. I lost well, let's put it that way. Barack is a terrific guy. He's going to be a great addition to our U.S. Senate. He's got a lot of work to do because they're all in trouble, but I did that. And that's pretty much it. Enough about me. Except that I have a cold. I want you to know that. I woke up with the terrible head cold this morning, but I'm zinced out. I did all the coldies and zinc, so I'm doing well. And there's a lot going on in the show, so you're going to want to stay tuned and call in as well. 800-303-2270. That's the number to the program. 800-303-2270. 2270. Coming up in just a little bit, Kim Gandy, the president of NOW, that's the National Organization for Women, if you didn't know that, is going to be joining us. They're giving a big press conference tomorrow at the National Press Club on Social Security reform. All these, remember these security moms from the election? Well, guess what? They're going to be Social Security moms when they figure out what these Social Security reform measures are that Bush has in store for them, from them. And also, you know how much we've heard about the marriage penalty all through? We have to reform the marriage penalty. Well, guess what? There's a homemaker's penalty in the Social Security system as it exists right now. Homemakers are penalized. Can you believe this administration would allow that to go on? Well, yeah, we're going to talk to Kim Gandy about that, as well as Robert Greenwald. He is the director of the wonderful documentary Outfoxed, and now he's joined forces with David Brock at Media Matters, and they are going up against Sinclair Broadcasting, trying to get some balance into that broadcasting network, so we're going to talk to him. Also, I couldn't resist this. I know it's tawdry, but I couldn't help myself. Bernie Kerik. Can't let it go. Have been reading all about this guy all day today. They're calling it Nannygate in the mainstream media. Everyone, he withdrew because of the illegal immigration status of his nanny. Nannygate. Well, I'm telling you, folks, you can call it Fannygate. You can call it Goombagate. But Nannygate is not the right word for what has gone on with this guy. And so if you don't know, if you haven't been following it, if you've just been watching broadcasts, then I have compiled the letter that the FBI should have written to the president about this guy on based on his history. I call it the Kerik Reader. So we'll get to that in a little bit, as well as the Bush Economic Summit. That's the big news of the day. The big joke coming out of the networks today was what we called a conference or a summit. And it was profound indeed. Bush had a lot to say, including the words that justice ought to be fair. Yeah, that came out of the conference. Justice ought to be fair. I mean, that is profound. Just think about that for a minute. Justice ought to be fair. Hey, it was so eloquent, short, sweet, but profound. These guys have writers. Really, I don't know how we're going to overcome the forces there, the brilliant minds that wrote that line. Justice ought to be fair. He's talking about junk lawsuits that was on the top of their agenda for the second term, as well as they call it Social Security privatization, folks. I'm big on words and how we use words, and Democrats should not be using the words privatization. Social Security annihilation, maybe. But words matter. Media matters and message matters. So that was on the agenda today. We're going to talk about that as well. The number, 1-800-303-2270. Plus, there's a bunch of other news stories we may or may not get to. So much happening. You think at this holiday season we'd be bored. But guess what? We're not. I call it Nancy's News Notes. Let's see. The first item on the agenda is Zell Miller, retiring Senator Zell Miller is joining Fox News. That was announced today. He's joining the channel as a contributor. Now, I said, when I saw that story, I said, it's a good thing that they finally put a Democrat on Fox, because I was starting to think, just get this, I'm starting to think maybe Fox, maybe they're a little biased. Maybe, I don't know if you've noticed this, but I have noticed on the Fox News channel, which I appear frequently, that sometimes they tend to favor the Republican position more than the Democratic position. And I like your thoughts on that. I'm not sure if you feel that way, but now we can put that to rest, because now they've added Senator Zell Miller to the lineup. So, okay, I guess that was just maybe a wild conspiracy theory that Fox was a little biased. Actually, he's going to get do his own show. It's a, you will remember on Chris Matthews' show, he got in a big fight with Chris Matthews. It's officially a tissy fit, I think they call it. But he said about John Kerry that he would arm the forces with spitballs. And Chris Matthews, in response to this fight about this, he said, I wish we lived in the day where you could challenge a person to a duel. So they're going to do a fencing show. And actually what they're going to do for Zell Miller is they're going to put him in a room with unarmed Democrats, and he'll have a sword, and they'll go at it. So it won't be really like a duel. It'll be like a you-know thing where he'll just slaughter Democrats. So that'd be interesting. I mean, it worked for the Romans. We'll see about that. Carrick, as I said, we're going to get to the Carrick thing. I have that on the agenda as well. Oh, some other news today that maybe you didn't hear about. It wasn't the big news, but U.S. missile defense test failed. An interceptor missile failed to launch this morning, and they said it was the first full flight test of the U.S. National Missile Defense System in 2 years, and they accredited this to an anomaly shortly before it was launched at the Ronald Reagan test site, some unknown anomaly, but in fact it failed. So now that the test has failed, those people do qualify for a Medal of Freedom because they failed. Which, if you're following the Medal of Freedom gate, speaking of Medals of Freedom, there is continuing controversy over yesterday's awarding of the National Medal of Freedom, the highest civilian honor, by the way, to General Tommy Franks, to former CIA Director George Tenet, and to the former Iraqi ambassador, L. Paul Bremer, not just Paul Bremer, L. Paul Bremer. People were outraged that given the miserable record of performance or failure that they should be awarded with this high honor. Incidentally, I was thinking to myself, I saw them putting the medal actually on them, awarding them the medal. That's probably more body armor than most of our soldiers have in Iraq right now. What was it, that little four-inch piece of metal? Think of, you know, the soldiers could use this. Those pesky soldiers complaining just days earlier that they don't have body armor, and here they're equipping these folks who failed with body armor, basically, right over the heart. It's pretty interesting. But there is controversy about it. This from the other camp. The neocons now are upset that Ahmed Chalabi and Richard Pearl were left out of those honors. They were very upset. They thought that Chalabi really did a valiant effort in Iraq and providing us an intelligence to the lead up of that war, and Richard Pearl as well from the National Defense Board. You know, he did a heck of a job. And where is their medal? No one's giving them a medal. So there's a new website out, ChalabiWasRobbed.com. Yep. You can protest the fact that Ahmed Chalabi was not included in the Medal of Honor role there by going to ChalabiWasRobbed.com. Some people feel that Geraldo Rivera should have been included in that as well. So there's some brewing effort to do that. And let's see, finally today, doesn't that just steam you? Oh, I'm so steamed still about that. Even Chris Matthews was steamed about that. Democrats, never fear, the Democrats are on top of this. The economic issues at the forefront, of course. They say they'll assume a watchdog role. This is from the New York Times today. And they're complaining that the Republicans have failed to oversee how billions of dollars of taxpayer money is being spent. No, they've seen it just fine. They're the ones voting on this stuff. They've seen it just fine. So what they're doing is setting up oversight hearings of their own. They don't have subpoena power, but they're going to have hearings and try to draw attention to this recklessness on the part of the Republicans. But, you know, they had a press conference today, and this was Byron Dorgan and also Senator Harry Reid, who is now the new minority leader, who repeatedly said he would rather dance than fight with Republicans. Not sure who wrote that one, wouldn't have advised it. But I'm just thinking, you know, when they say watchdog, why am I getting a picture of a Yorkie? I'm not seeing Rottweiler. I'm not seeing Pitbull. I'm just getting this picture of Yorkie in my head. And I don't know why, but we'll have your comments on all these stories. 1-800-303-2270. That's the number to the program. I see you're all lining up now. Linda will be manning the phones. I'm Nancy Skinner. Mike will be back tomorrow night right here on Air America Radio Network.
If you're looking to save big this year on a high-quality steel structure from Allied Steel, call 877-99-STEEL. You still have time to add that much-needed workshop, retail, or church space before winter arrives. And our most popular sizes are priced for quick delivery. Get a 40x60 structure for under $18,000 or a 50x100 for under $32,000. Whatever size you need, Allied Steel will answer all of your questions and explain why our structures are the best and most affordable option. Call Allied Steel at 877-99-STEEL.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
America is a country of entrepreneurs, and if you're a small business owner, you're helping shoulder the lion's share of the U.S. economy. You can lighten that load a little at Sam's Club. When you shop at Sam's Club, you get everyday low costs on products you need every day. After all, while you may be carrying around the weight of the American economy, you shouldn't have to do all the heavy lifting by yourself. Join the club. Sam's Club. We are in business for small business.
My computer was slowing down to a crawl. Programs were taking forever to open, and the internet became the worldwide wait. It was so slow. But then I found Velos, and in just minutes, my computer speed was right back to where it was, like the day I bought it. Turns out my computer had a virus and over 86 different speed-robbing spyware programs. But Velos got rid of the virus and kicked every single spyware program off my machine. And now Velos automatically keeps my machine virus and spyware-free. And that makes me worry-free. Want to be worry-free and get your computer speed back to where it was like the day you bought it? Then get Velos. The call is free.
Just call 800-243-1483 and let Velos put the speed back in your machine. That's 800-243-1483. 800-243-1483. Call Velos right now. 800-243-1483.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we got answers.
Do you want to get out of debt and get on with your life? Then let the agencies offering Care One Credit Counseling Services help you. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? Have you been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Well, learn how you can put an end to those calls and get out of debt and get on with your life. Call Care One Credit Counseling Services today. Here's the number. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. With just one phone call, find out how you can lower your monthly payment and pay off your debt in full quicker. Some of our customers save up to 57% on their payments every month. The credit counseling agencies that give you Care One service are nonprofit. They work with voluntary contributions. So call now for your free consultation and debt analysis. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
You'll be hearing a few women roaring if the Social Security Reform Bill takes place. That's because it's going to have such a disastrous effect on women. I'm Nancy Skinner, and for Mike Malloy this evening, Air America Radio. The number, I got this wrong, folks. It was 1-866-303-2270, not 1-800. Small detail, just the phone number to the program. Who'll notice, right? Okay, so you know if you've been watching TV, the big economic conference or summit, really more of an infomercial, really, for the second term. The big agenda items will be making the tax cuts permanent, which we're going to get into how ridiculous that is. Social Security, they call it privatization. I call it annihilation, as well as those junk lawsuits, those pesky junk lawsuits that Bush likes to talk about. But one of the things that people don't talk about is the effect of all of this, especially on Social Security, on women who are disproportionately affected by this. The majority of recipients of Social Security are women. Women are twice as likely to be in poverty in their elder years and so be more reliant on Social Security. So these changes are disastrous for them. Kim Gandy is the president of NOW, the National Organization of Women. She will be at a press conference tomorrow, joined by such groups as AARP, also the AFL-CIO, the NAACP, the Consortium for Citizens with Disabilities, to talk about how bad this plan really is. And she joins me now. Hi, Kim.
Hi, Nancy. Nice to talk with you.
Nice to talk with you this evening. So you have a big press conference tomorrow trying to rebut a lot of the gibberish that came out of this summit today, correct?
Oh, absolutely. And, of course, there will be more tomorrow.
They're good at that. They've got gibberish down. So
they've been practicing.
Yes, they have. People don't realize when I was talking with my producer on this how important an issue this is, really more so to women than anyone. This is a woman's issue. This is, these security moms should be really Social Security moms.
Absolutely. I mean, this is about family security. That's what the Social Security system is. It's essentially family security insurance. It's something that is represents an investment by all of us in an insurance plan that makes sure that we are taken care of in our retirement, if we become disabled, if we die prematurely and leave dependents who need help. Under all of those circumstances, they can draw off of our own Social Security contributions. It's a very, very important kind of insurance, more important than even than life insurance, because we're actually going to be around to need it.
And it's a lot longer, in fact. At 65, women's life expectancy, I was reading, was 19.2 years. Men's was 15.6 years. So we're around a lot longer than they are, which led me to an idea, Kim. You know, they're very clever, and maybe what they should say is instead of raising the retirement age, maybe they could reduce life expectancy of women.
Well,
no, really. Think about that. If you make healthcare insurance less affordable, or put more mercury in the fish.
The health insurance, the fewer people will live very long to take advantage of Social Security. Maybe
that's what I'm thinking. That they could do, but honestly, that is an important issue. We live a lot longer, and women are more dependent. And you know what? Here's the other point I want you to address. Women are penalized. Homemakers are penalized, correct? I did not know this.
Well, not just that, but time out of the workforce in some ways is penalized, because when you take some time out of the workforce, even a relatively short time, for caregiving, elder caregiving, child care, I mean, you are contributing to the security of your family when you do that, yet you're penalized in some ways in your retirement because you do that. But the other issue for women, well, there are a whole bunch of issues for women, but
we have issues, all right.
Oh, yeah. But women are so much less likely than men to have any kind of pension plan. Men are much, because the professions that men tend to be in and the fact that they tend to be higher up in those fields, they're much, much more likely than women to have a private pension. And often it's a supplement to their Social Security. But that means that women are much more likely to have Social Security as their only source of income, and particularly for the women who live to be very elderly. Women are outnumber men something like 10 to 1 when you get up into the 90s.
Uh-huh. Hey, Kim, can you hang on? Can you be able to hang on and take calls? All right, 1-866-303-2270. Kim Gandy, Nancy Skinner, in for Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Lose 30 pounds in 30 days? Or how about eat whatever you want and still lose weight? Look, you and I both know that is not going to happen. I'm Dr. Greg Cinamone, and I'd probably be the first to sign up for that magic pill that makes diet and exercise irrelevant. But until that day, I'm content to be one of 100,000-plus folks who haven't just ordered Cortislim once. They've ordered Cortislim again. So many people have found that Cortislim is part of an absolutely brilliant lifestyle of managing daily stress. Why? Because stress leads to problems, like gaining weight. We believe that good health involves diet, exercise, supplementation, and Cortislim. And I want you to have Dr. Talbot's Total Sense program free with your order. Look, the holidays are here, and stress and overeating is a problem. This is your chance to step off that scale and into the Cortislim lifestyle. Call 1-800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN.
Over 41 million speeding tickets are issued every year, with the average fine over $120. Add court fees and the increase in your insurance, and your cost might triple. Why take the risk? Make your car invisible to all types of speed detection equipment, including radar, laser, and even the new pop radar technology. With the Phantom. With 360-degree detection capability, the Phantom guarantees that you will avoid all types of speed traps. In fact, if you get a ticket, the manufacturer will pay your fine. The Phantom is so effective that it's illegal in some states. So call now for details. Remember, the Phantom is 100% guaranteed or your speeding ticket is paid. So if you never want to worry about hearing this again, get the Phantom today.
Call 800-790-0416. That's 800-790-0416. Call 800-790-0416.
Not available in California, Minnesota, Nebraska, Virginia, Oklahoma, Utah, or Washington, D.C. Certain restrictions apply to guarantee. Call for details.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now, 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
This is Merlin Olson for the National Association for the Self-Employed. Have you ever wondered what other small business owners do for their benefits? It's not an easy task to find benefits. Tell you what I did. I joined the National Association for the Self-Employed. They're the nation's leading resource for microbusiness owners. The NASC offered me the perfect small business benefit package at an affordable price. I gained access to affordable health insurance and also a great package of discounts on other personal and business benefits. Things I can really use, like discounted dental services, unlimited tax advice, and emergency road service. If you're self-employed or you run a micro business, do what I did. Call the National Association for the Self-Employed.
Health insurance is underwritten by the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. Call 800-426-0690, 800-426-0690. Not available in all states. Call 800-426-0690, 800-426-0690.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
Air America's Morning Sedition.
Hi, I'm Mark Maron. Join me and Mark Riley for Thursday's Morning Sedition. Author Peter Biskind will give us a guide to politics and the movies. Plus, President Bush's policy summit. They want to give your retirement money to Wall Street brokers, and they want to stop juries from making decisions they don't like against big business. The Bush summit to help big business by screwing you. And a visit from our cardinal on Thursday's Morning Sedition.
On Air America Radio.
Imagine if thousands of women showed up at the Capitol screaming that there's a homemaker's penalty in the tax code, in the Social Security code. Forget the marriage penalty. There's a homemaker's penalty. How could the Family Values Administration penalize women who choose not to go to work in the workplace but to work at home? See, I caught myself on that. I'm Nancy Skinner in for Mike Malloy this evening. Air America Radio 1-866-303-2270. My guest is Kim Gandy. She's the president of NOW, the National Organization for Women, and we're talking about what the effects of the Social Security annihilation will do to women, which is really, really bad. So for all those women who went and voted for Bush, thinking they were afraid that someone was going to come with a shotgun at their door, they had more immediate concerns they probably should have been concerned about. Kim, you're saying that what do we do about this? I mean, how do we, you know, crafting, to me, as you know, language is very important, and how we are able to frame our message is so important. Have you all been talking about how we can get through this time to the American public?
You know, we absolutely have been talking about it, and I think that, you know, our opponents have always been very successful with this kind of thing, and they have, I think, somewhat successfully created a Chicken Little atmosphere. They've been saying the sky is falling for so long that people really have started to believe it, even though the Congressional Budget Office, nonpartisan, the president's own Social Security task force has said that the system is going to be just fine. It'll pay 100%, it's a very, very conservative projection, will pay 100% of benefits until either 2042 or 2052, depending on which of those two reports you listen to. And after that, horror of horrors, it would only pay 80% of benefits. But even the 80% of benefits would be higher, after adjusting for inflation, higher than what people are getting now, even after adjusting for inflation. So
that is
the whole
true.
Chicken Little atmosphere is a little crazy, and it sounds like we're being pressured to do something that's not good for us. And if that's the way it feels, you're not wrong.
Well, absolutely. I read 2052, but, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. And I was laughing to myself that by then, as someone who's worked for years and years on global warming, the planet will be ravaged by global warming by then. Do you understand that? You know,
2052 is a long time from now.
It is. And
yeah,
if you know
the Congressional
science,
Budget Office said, 2052,
right,
100%
of
benefit.
We have much bigger crises to deal with now than that. Having said that, I think Democrats need to offer an approach. The left needs an approach to it, but this idea of basically turning back the clock. I mean, most people don't realize the origins of Social Security and how many of the elderly were in complete and utter poverty. I mean, like Charles Dickens poverty.
Oh, absolutely. And they don't realize how much Social Security means to so many older women. But, you know, they're not really talking about taking grandma's pension or even mom's pension. I'm 50 years old. I'm not going to have a problem. My pension is going to be there. I'm easily covered no matter what. People think that this is an older people's issue. The reality is that it's the younger generation, women in particular, who are really going to get hosed by this plan.
Yeah,
they are the ones that are really going to suffer. All you had to do is look at that chart in the New York Times yesterday. That chart really laid it out.
All right, 1-866-303-2270. Kim, if you don't mind, we have some people on the lines that want
absolutely
to ask questions and chime in. Let's go to Miami, Florida, nice and warm, with Stephen. Hi, Stephen. You're on Air America with Nancy Skinner. Hello, Stephen. Doesn't sound like we have Stephen.
I hear him.
Oh, do you? I don't hear him. So we have a technical difficulty. That's what we call that. We'll try John, who's in Akron, Ohio, and get Stephen on in a minute. Hi, John. Can we hear you?
Yes. Hi. Hi, this is Kim. I'm not sure Nancy can hear you.
I can very faintly hear you. Okay, guess what? It's not coming across to many people, Kim, so for some reason we're going to clear up the phone lines. And I'm sorry, you're going to figure it out? Has it been figured out? Not yet. All right, so
let me give you an example while they're looking at that, from the New York Times yesterday. They looked at the decade in which people were born, just for clustering purposes, and estimated what their benefits would be upon retirement in the first year under the current plan and under the plan including private accounts as proposed by the administration in general terms. If you were born, as I was, in the 1950s, my first year benefits under the current law would be $15,200. Under the private accounts plan, it would be $14,100. So, you know, $1,100 yet less in my first year under the Bush plan. Not a disaster. But my daughters, born in the 1990s, their first year benefits under the existing Social Security plan with no changes, their retirement benefits first year, $23,300. Under the Bush plan, $14,500. Only $400 more than my benefits will be, even though I'm 40 years older than they are, and so it will be 40 years.
And there are so many practical problems, Kim, on top of all of this, that when I watch the mainstream media, I'm just shocked that they don't bring out these problems. Like, for instance, let's say everyone has these personal accounts, which the whole idea, Social Security, right, is privatizing Social Security. That's an oxymoron. It's a social program.
Right.
If you want to invest on your own, feel free, invest away. But go for Google or something. But that's what this whole program is supposed to be about. And so how are we going to pay for it? First of all, the transition, some $1 to $2 trillion with this huge budget deficit. But even if we could somehow go into debt and whatever that cost to pay for it, then when the market's down and people are going to, who've made bad decisions, when they're going to go south, are we just going to say, oh, well, Granny, there's always ELPO? No, we're not going to allow that to happen. And there's going to be have to be the mother of all bailouts. There are so many problems with this. I can't believe that there's not more of a focus on how impractical this is.
Well, it's interesting. Somebody was asking me today, I understand that you think that George Bush has, ill intentions in this regard, but how does he justify doing something that clearly is going to have to be fixed in just a few years because it's so obviously not going to work? And I said, he's not looking very far down the line. He doesn't need to. This is a great wealth transfer for him to his supporters and to his base. We're talking administrative transfer costs, just to get this started, of about $2 trillion startup cost for this, which is primarily going to go into the financial services.
Chump change. We could borrow it from Dick Cheney. He's got lots of money.
I'm waiting for Halliburton to get into the financial services business cash in yet again, and put some more money of ours into their pockets, compliments of this administration. $2 trillion. So the financial services industry gets to pocket over the next, if the Bush plan passes, gets to take $2 trillion to move us to this plan, which is not especially going to benefit them. People think that Wall Street wants to manage, bazillions of tiny little accounts. I'm not sure they're thrilled about that. In fact, I think they're going to throw the little fish right back at us. But not until they have pocketed their $2 trillion, the Bush administration is long gone, and then it's left to somebody else to pony up another $2 trillion to move it back the other way.
Can you say banking scandal?
Say bigger than banking scandal?
Well, yeah, trillions. But here's how I thought about it in terms of, and this is something I haven't heard much, who pays for this $2 trillion? I've heard three different ways of paying for this. One, we're going to increase the debt. Okay, we're just going to go into more debt. Now, who ends up paying for that?
My daughters.
The lower class, you know, people, because interest rates go up. And so those people who depend on their Citibank cards at 15% mm-hmm. and their mortgages go up, they pay more. The second way is, and they have not ruled this out, raising the cap on Social Security, the amount of income that can be taxed. Right. So that's a direct hit to the middle class, because what is it, like $86,000 or something now? So if they raise that, that's more of the, you know, sort of hitting the upper to middle class. Finally, there's one way that they could take care of this without it hurting anyone, and that the way they do that is they don't make the tax cuts to the top 1% permanent. Do you think they're going to go for that option of not making those tax cuts permanent? It's like the Jeopardy question. Which group will they hit? Will they hit the lowest class? Will they hit the middle class? Or will they hit the upper 1%? And something tells me they're going to hit the lowest, possible economic class they can.
Yeah, but there's no question the middle class would pay a big percentage of that, because the middle class has interest debt, has credit card debt, has mortgages, and they're all going to get hit with interest increases that result from the bad economic consequences of going into more and more and more debt without any obvious way to pay for it. In fact, to say that, you know, the system is in trouble, so instead of saying let's put $2 billion into the Social Security system so that we can, you know, guarantee it up to 2085 or 2092 instead of 2052. Let's, you know, spend that $2 trillion right now on a system that's actually going to pay lower benefits even when my kids retire 50 years from now.
Right. So don't be losing sleep, friends, over the crisis that's not yet a crisis in 52 years. Worry more about global warming. And Kim Gandy, good luck to you at your press conference tomorrow. I know you've got to scream hard and loud for anyone to hear it these days. Maybe on this homemaker penalty thing, I was thinking about this. You know how they name things like Lacey's Law and Collins Law? Call it Martha's Law. You know, she's kind of the homemaker. Well, not at the moment, but come up with something.
Keep thinking on that one.
We'll work on that. We've got to come up with something. Kim Gandy, the president of National Organization of Women, thanks for joining us, and good luck tomorrow.
Take care.
Look for Kim Gandy. I'm going to try to get these phones working for y'all. 866-303-2270. When we get back, hopefully we'll be able to talk to you. I'm Nancy Skinner, in for Mike Malloy on Air America Radio Network.
My credit card bills are getting out of hand. 12%, 18%, even 24%? I can't get ahead. There's no money left over after paying bills.
You need help now.
But what can I do?
If you're a homeowner, you need to call Omega Mortgage Acceptance Corporation. In fact, at Omega Mortgage, they've actually lowered rates, reduced payments, and delivered the cash needed to thousands of homeowners.
I can even have money left over for the holidays?
That's right. And at Omega Mortgage, they make home loans easy and can approve you in less than 20 minutes. You won't be buried in heaps of paperwork or mountains of documentation. You don't even need tax returns. Great if you're self-employed.
But I've had mortgage late. Can they really help me?
No problem. Credit card lates, mortgage lates, even bankruptcy. Omega Mortgage specializes in home loans for homeowners just like you. Call right now to lower your payments and get cash in your hands in time for the holidays. 888-32-APPLY. 888-32-APPLY. Get approved in less than 20 minutes. Call 888-32-APPLY. That's 888-322-7759. Licensed by Cal DRE number 01411312. Call 888-32-APPLY.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn.
Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
Dear Mr. President, because the state of our feelings can narrow the range of our insights, deceptions are easily hidden in presumptions of innocence. And because every brick in hell is molded by habits and perspectives, war is always compelled by limits and understanding. Therefore, for dignity, please remember, any spiritual precept thought to be above criticism is too vainly filled with pride to leave room for divine humanity or moral governance. For contemplative education at Motto Citizens, behind the book and the oracle for the way to see whole, my name is Gola Wolf Richards. And for victory over blood spilled by confusion, I believe that nothing beats a failure but a try. Therefore, I wrote and recorded Silver Lessons for Global Citizenship, among other works that are Speaking for Virtue at MOTTOCitizens.com.
It's the biggest breakthrough in getting a good night's sleep. So effective, over 25,000 medical professionals worldwide recommend it to their patients. What is it? It's the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress, an innovation so advanced, it's guaranteed to provide a better night's sleep. Now you can get a free sample of the incredible material behind this mattress and a free Better Sleep video. Call 1-800-254-7788. The Tempur-Pedic mattress contours to every curve of your body. It relieves the pressure points that make you toss and turn. You'll sleep more soundly, wake up more energized. And for people with back or neck problems, Tempur-Pedic offers extraordinary relief. For a free sample of the Tempur material, call 1-800-254-7788. Call now, and you'll also get Tempur-Pedic's Better Sleep video absolutely free. So feel for yourself what all the excitement is about. Call 1-800-254-7788. That's 1-800-254-7788.
If your debt is out of control and you are buried with credit card bills, there's a secret you should know. Debt Relief of America can eliminate up to 75% of your credit card debt. That means principal and interest gone. Here's how it works. Credit card companies don't want the average consumer to know about special policies they have to help them recover on late bills. Debt Relief of America negotiates with the credit card companies on your behalf using these secret programs so that you can eliminate up to 75% of your debt. This is more than just a reduction in interest. This means your credit card bills are gone. They do all the work for you so you get the best possible settlement. Eliminate your late fees and avoid the stigma that comes from going bankrupt. Call now for your free, no-obligation professional debt relief consultation. Call for free information now. 800-637-9841. 800-637-9841. Wipe your debt clean. Call 800-637-9841. That's 800-637-9841.
Which will take place today and tomorrow. Actually, Dick Cheney opened the summit, which was sort of a surprise, because at first when he checked his schedule, he didn't think he could do it.
Even if I wanted to go, my schedule wouldn't allow it. 4 o'clock, wallow in self-pity. 4:30, stare into the abyss. 5 o'clock, solve world hunger. Tell no one. 5:30, jazzercise. 6:30, dinner with me. I can't cancel that again. 7 o'clock, wrestle with myself. Loathing. I'm booked.
Somehow he pulled it off, though. I love that from Jim Carrey and The Grinch Who Stole Christmas. 866-303-2270. So there were all these problems that they had to address. Big problems, the deficit soaring $400 to $500 billion a year, the dollar's crashing. All those countries that we don't need because we're America. We're borrowing all this cash from them, and the dollar's crashing, huge record trade deficits now, to which Bush responded, well, then Americans are worried about it. They should buy American. We still have the Social Security problem, the war in Iraq to pay for prescription drugs. And yet, you know, in the midst of the perfect storm of all these financial problems, the financial iceberg on the horizon, They all seemed happy at this economic summit. In fact, we have some sound from the summit. That's not the summit. That is the Who's in Whoville after all their presents were taken and they were still happy. So I think the point is we're all just supposed to be happy. That's kind of what they were saying today. Okay, we have the phones working. 866-303-2270. Let's go back to Stephen, who's in Miami, and say hi. Hi, Stephen. You're on with Nancy Skinner.
Hi. How are you this evening?
I'm well, thank you. And yourself?
Oh, fine, fine.
Great.
I'm kind of glad I called in tonight, since you're the guest host tonight, and the guest you just had. It's all right. I was formerly a member of NOW myself. Back when I lived in California.
Mm-hmm. Good place to meet chicks.
Well, no, has nothing to do with that. As a matter of fact, when I first joined up, it was October of 78, but actually I became really active when I was living in North Hollywood, California. I lived in California for 3 years, but the last 2 years I lived there, and January of 1979, when I first joined the San Fernando Valley chapter of NOW, which I thought I was pretty active in, they had me interviewed by somebody after I just joined up to find out why I wanted to join. And I told that person, since you mentioned the subject, it wasn't just because I was for equal rights for a woman. I said that was a good reason, but it wasn't the real reason. At that time, I said the real reason was because the long-range survival of the human race depended upon woman attaining at least, on a worldwide basis, at least 50% of all the power on this planet. Now, keep in mind, at that time, I was what I considered to be a moderate feminist. But because of a lot of the things that have happened since then, mm-hmm. as well as recently, in recent times, I would consider myself to be very much a radical feminist.
Wow.
And the only thing I really did recently, politically, if you can call it political, is I voted this year, and I voted for Kerry. But that's not nearly enough. What has to happen starting now, I know the people that are active in NOW or women's groups in general that wanted Kerry to win the election. Matter of fact, anybody who wanted Kerry to win the election, what they need to do is not to get depressed about what looks like might be happening in this country, but to get off their
duffs. And get back to work.
And try and make a difference in the congressional elections coming up in 2 years.
Because when women vote, thank you, Stephen, women win. And I'm glad there's a lot of male feminists that I know that are in members of NOW and other groups, so that's not so shocking. And thank you for saying that. Let's go to Georgia and talk to Colt. Hi, Colt. You're on with Nancy Skinner.
Yeah. How's it going?
I'm well, thank you.
Well, I just
oh, he says with an evil laugh. Go on.
Oh, I'll make it short and sweet. I'm driving down the road. I've got to get down to Tampa, Florida with this load. And I heard you talking about the Social Security tax on homemakers.
Mm-hmm.
If my solution is, I'm 52. In the old days, women, when they wanted something, they would get it one way or another. And I think if women pull together and the higher placed women anyway say no more honky honky until we get this thing.
No more honky. I hate to run, but I have to, Colt, you radical feminist, you. No more honky honky until we get our way. We'll call
this is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
By now, you've probably finished laughing about or crying about the news that Bush has awarded the Medal of Freedom to George Tenet, Paul Bremer, and Tommy Franks. Tenet headed a CIA that blew the intelligence on Iraq's supposed weapons of mass destruction. Bremer, as head of the U.S. occupation in Iraq, did little to improve the situation on the ground and falsely claimed the U.S. was quickly building an Iraqi police force. Franks oversaw an effective invasion, but he did not prepare adequately for the post-invasion period. Nor did he make sure his troops had enough protective armor. With U.S. troops still being killed each day in a mismanaged war that was based on false assertions, isn't it premature to be tossing out medals and suggesting mission accomplished? Relatives of dead American GIs should be little comforted by this absurd act of self-congratulation. For more from The Nation, go to thenation.com. I'm David Korn for Air America Radio.
Do you dread spending another winter in your old, dreary kitchen? Then bring it to dazzling life again with cabinet refacing from Sears. Call 1-800-448-6600 for a free design consultation. Call right now and save $675 on select styles. It's the biggest savings of the year. Sears Cabinet Refacing can transform your kitchen without the time, expense, or mess of building all new cabinets. In about 4 to 6 days, your old kitchen can have new elegance with your choice of hundreds of decorator styles. Services and materials are provided by Bill Ray, a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So call Sears Cabinet Refacing at 1-800-448-6600. Call now and save $675 on select styles. It's the biggest savings of the year. Offer ends December 31st. Some restrictions apply. Ask your consultant for offer details and written warranty. Call Sears Cabinet Refacing now. 1-800-448-6600. That's 1-800-448-6600.
This is Air America Radio Network News. I'm Emily Hoffman. Defense officials are dismissing criticism that armor shortages in Iraq reflect poor war planning. Instead, they're conveniently saying that insurgents have proven very smart. At a Pentagon news conference today, officials expressed concern that insurgents have changed their tactics, attacking troops from behind where they're less protected. Gee, they're just not cooperating. They say that's forcing the military to produce and test better equipment, which takes time. As one general put it, this is not Walmart. Army officials say that in the next 6 to 8 months, they'll have to spend more than $4 billion to make sure vehicles in Iraq and Afghanistan have had armor added to them. Today's comments come a week after Defense Secretary Rumsfeld was asked by a soldier why troops have to hunt down scrap metal to armor their own vehicles. In the category of wasting more government money, a test of the U.S. National Missile Defense System failed early today, raising new doubts about whether or not the program will ever get off the ground. 16 minutes after takeoff, what the missile agency is calling an unknown anomaly led to an automatic shutdown of the interceptor missile. Then it crashed into the ocean. Philip Coyle, the Pentagon's former chief of testing, who has become a critic of the Bush administration's missile defense plans, says the cause of the failure could have been anything from a software glitch to a major hardware malfunction. He's calling the failure a serious setback. Ouch, not much we can do about dumb docs. That's what Dr. Edmund Tremont, the AIDS division chief of the National Institute of Health, said, responding in an email after his staff reported that doctors continued to give the drug nevirapine to a woman dying of liver failure. And Joyce Ann Hafford eventually did die without ever holding the son she tried to save from AIDS by taking the experimental drug regimen administered by government-funded researchers during her pregnancy. Now the NIH is trying to get the story straight. Stephen Cohn is an attorney who was hired by an expert with the NIH to improve the agency's research practices. He says on top of everything else, there could be other adverse consequences related to nevirapine.
Because the clinical trial was not done properly, we don't really know the full scope. But we do know deaths related to liver failures. We do know terrible injuries and probably deaths related to these rashes.
Don't forget that nevirapine was in the news yesterday as the drug that was approved for extensive use in Uganda. After taking the drug, people suffering there from AIDS may now be immune to future treatments. They are now stuck because they've taken nevirapine. You're listening to Air America Radio Network News here on the Air America Radio Network. Good evening. I'm Emily Hoffman.
Lose 30 pounds in 30 days? Or how about eat whatever you want and still lose weight? Look, you and I both know that is not going to happen. I'm Dr. Greg Cinamone, and I'd probably be the first to sign up for that magic pill that makes diet and exercise irrelevant. But until that day, I'm content to be one of 100,000 plus folks who haven't just ordered CortiSlim once. They've ordered CortiSlim again. So many people have found that CordaSlim is part of an absolutely brilliant lifestyle of managing daily stress. Why? Because stress leads to problems, like gaining weight. We believe that good health involves diet, exercise, supplementation, and CordaSlim. And I want you to have Dr. Talbot's Total Sense program free with your order. Look, the holidays are here, and stress and overeating is a problem. This is your chance to step off that scale and into the CordaSlim lifestyle. Call 1-800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN.
Injury victims. If you or a loved one has been injured as a result of a motor vehicle accident, a slip or a fall, or because of a doctor, hospital, or nursing home mistake, get the legal help you and your family deserve with no upfront, out-of-pocket expense. Call the Personal Injury Review Board at 1-800-858-2870. The call is free, and the results may surprise you. Don't let the insurance companies give you a quick, unfair offer. You may be entitled to a much greater settlement. Call 1-800-858-2870. Our lawyers will work hard to get you the highest amount of money and the maximum benefits to which the law says you are entitled. The Personal Injury Board has your best interests in mind. Call 1-800-858-2870. That's 1-800-858-2870. Not available in all states. Cost payable at conclusion of case.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster. It's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Hi, this is Steve Earle. What kind of radio network would give an ex-con Pinko Hillbilly a radio show? Air America, that's who. Each week, me and my friends get together to play our favorite music and maybe even talk about politics. This week on The Revolution Starts Now, it's me by my lonesome playing the records I want to play. Join us every Sunday evening for The Revolution Starts Now on Air America Radio.
The revolution starts now.
This is Ambassador Carol Moseley Braun, here to congratulate Nancy Skinner on her Air America radio debut. Nancy is one debutante with wit and funk and style. Tune in for the voice America needs to hear.
Here we go again. Ambassador Carol Moseley Braun, thank you for that. I am Nancy Skinner this evening. If you're tuning in expecting Mike Malloy's voice, then tune back tomorrow night because he's off tonight. I'm filling in tonight for Mike Malloy. I'm an old friend of Mike Malloy's. Many years we've been friends, and I've filled in for him on many occasions in Chicago at WLS and on IE America Radio, and you know me from television. One of those, the blonde talking head. Usually they're all on the right. You notice that when they have blonde talk show hosts, they're always conservatives. Well, not me. And I'm a regular on CNN every Tuesday at 6:30 Eastern Time, so you can actually tune in and see me there. Our number, 866-303-2270. We seem to have the phones working and the clocks working. So bravo. That's great. Let's rock on here. My favorite Boondocks cartoon recently was those two little kids, and one says, seriously, I think it's over for the Democrats. The right controls the news. The right controls the voting machines. The right controls the money. And what does the left control? And the other kid says, they seem to be pretty good at controlling their temper. And the comics. He says, but not so much recently. I am so happy whenever I see any effort to confront the bias in the media. Believe it or not, there is no liberal media, folks, except, you know, we're making inroads after many years. That is a myth. It's a myth. So I know that a lot of people run around adjusting their tinfoil, talking about the liberal media. It doesn't exist. And so, in fact, it's overwhelmingly moved in the opposite direction over the last 20 years. And so finally we're fighting it back. Air America was the radio counterpart. We're seeing it now on television. Here's a new project. led by the group, David Brock's group, Media Matters for America, also supported by MoveOn.org, MediaChannel.org, Free Press, Working Assets, Alternet, Campaign for America's Future, and the director of Outfoxed, the premier documentary on the Fox News channel, Robert Greenwald. Robert Greenwald is the director of some 53 other firms, including the UN series, that's Unconstitutional, Uncovered the War in Iraq, Uncovered the Whole Truth About the Iraq War, and Unprecedented, the 2000 presidential election. And he joins us now to take on Sinclair Broadcasting. Good evening, Robert.
Good evening. Nice to be with you.
And great to have you on. I get so thrilled whenever I see the media issue being addressed. I ran for the U.S. Senate in Illinois, and everyone had all their issues, their campaign issues, Social Security, education, whatever. Mine was the media. And I said, it's the media, stupid, that if we don't have open access to airwaves and diversity of thought, we don't have democracy. And the left certainly has really fallen behind in terms of getting opposing viewpoints out there. Sinclair is a major offender, and you guys are doing something about it. Why don't you tell us what you're doing?
Well, first of all, many of us agree with you. Clearly, the media has to become an important part of the issues we deal with, the social justice issues, economic issues, and the media is right up there because to the degree that we don't get our message across, we're hurting ourselves. So there's both offense and defense going on, and I'm very pleased to be part of this campaign to go after Sinclair for a couple of reasons. First of all, what they do is clearly, there's no question, they're biased, they're off the charts, they make Fox News seem moderate at times. And we can and did take some successful action led by the David Brock and his group around when they were going to show the anti-Kerry film just a little bit before the election. We went after sponsors. We went after the corporate stockholders and the stock itself. And I think we're going to be successful again in going after them now. But maybe almost as important is, I don't know about you, I've been going around the country speaking, and what's incredibly exciting, people on our side want to do something. We'll hear something that every single person listening to your show can do. They go to SinclairAction.com. It lists the different shows. It lists different sponsors, who you can call, who you can write, who you can send an email to. And it really, truly has an effect in letting the sponsors know we're not prepared to accept this anymore. We buy cars, we buy milk, we buy soap, and we want our dollars treated with equal respect.
I don't think a lot of people understand sort of the domain issue here. How I would explain it is that the public airwaves are like, if you likened them to a national park, what would happen, let's say, if Democrats controlled the government and said, we won't allow Republicans in any national parks? There would be outrage. What? Those are our parks. You know, those, you can't do that. Well, in a similar way, you've spent a lot of time researching this and documenting this, these are public airwaves that are being controlled by one political party. It's like, what would be the, is there some technical term?
Bullies? How about bullies?
They are bullying us, darn it! It seems to me there's almost a legal argument to be made here, some sort of constitutional challenge in the making. You have five media companies, and the political views expressed aren't. I mean, are there any legal recourses that can be taken when you look at the issue of ownership and control and political diversity of thought?
Well, there is some, and Bob McChesney and John Nichols and Josh Silver have been doing very good work with Free Press, where they are challenging licenses around the country through the FCC and through pressure in Washington, where they've, you know, really led a terrific fight this last year, and where there were Republicans and conservatives joining up with us saying we need media diversity because they know that the ownership could flip, and then you could, at least from their point of view, we I haven't lived to see this day, but there conceivably could be somebody from our side.
A gay marriage channel.
Sorry. Yes.
Right.
Yes. It's
GMT. GMT. It's in the works. As soon as us liberals take over, it's there.
Yes, exactly. We will celebrate that next year. you know, there are various strategies going on, and what's exciting about this and in the work at OutFoxed, in addition, if you go to SinclairAction.com, you can take action. If you go to OutFoxed.org, you can see listed a bunch of groups and different actions in general you can take. But media is one of those things where each of us really can have an effect by doing something. I know it seems strange, and I know it seems far away, but I promise the listeners, if they put some time each week into making an effort through, as I say, phone calls or emails or joining up with some of these groups and supporting them, we will be able to be effective, because you're 1,000% right. These are our airwaves. We want to get them back. We need to get them back. But it won't happen by whining and kvetching. It will happen by action.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to put the number out and ask a question. 866-303-2270. How do you think we rectify this problem here, folks? How do you think it is? Do you think it's by, because I've always said that there's three really major areas we have to address. Ownership, number one, like just need to buy the media back. Number two, programming, because there's such a dearth of programming, really, that's any good, witnessed by a recent study. I don't know if you've seen this, Robert. University of Maryland has a think tank, and they did a study at PIPA.org. And what it says was, it was amazing, the different realities of Kerry and Bush supporters, just to show you how important all these issues are. And something like 70% of Bush supporters still believed, even after David Kaye's report and Charles Dolfer's report on the Senate Intelligence Committee, that there were no weapons of mass destruction, 70% of Bush supporters still believed there were. Worse, 67% of those supporters believed that the world wanted George Bush reelected. The rest of the world likes George Bush and wanted him reelected. Now, how can you explain that? That 67% of those people that supported Bush really had not, I mean, just they're living in a fantasy world in terms of, it's one thing to say, I support Bush even though I know the rest of the world hates the guy, but I know that. But these people thought that the rest of the world liked the guy. Isn't that information flow? Isn't that watching the Fox News Channel solely?
Fox and Sinclair. That's exactly what it is. And when people dismiss the importance of Fox and Sinclair and they say, oh, everybody knows they're biased or they don't really make a difference, this is where I have to say to them, well, exactly that study is, curdles the blood in thinking about its implications for democracy. I mean, after all, in a democracy, we make decisions based on information. That's how we decide who's going to lead our country. And if that information is inaccurate and distorted with a political agenda, which is what Fox and Sinclair have, and I know many of the listeners will say, yeah, but the other places are no good either. It's true, but they're variable. They'll have good days and they'll have bad days. They will not have their bosses, their top management, instructing them, as we proved in the OutFox movie, to take political stands, as Sinclair does. They clearly are doing what, the talking points for the RNC.
Your work is chilling. Can you stay and take a few calls? The phones are full up to talk to Robert Greenwald, who is the director who produced OutFoxed, the documentary, which many of you have seen by now, and is leading an action against Sinclair, the 62-station strong broadcasting group that's not liberal. 866-303-2270. Not fair, not balanced, not anything. I'm Nancy Skinner, and for Mike Malloy on Air America Radio Network.
If you're looking to save big this year on a high-quality steel structure from Allied Steel, call 877-99-STEEL. You still have time to add that much-needed workshop, retail, or church space before winter arrives. And our most popular sizes are priced for quick delivery. Get a 40x60 structure for under $18,000 or a 50x100 for under $32,000. Whatever size you need, Allied Steel will answer all of your questions and explain why our structures are the best and most affordable option. Call Allied Steel at 877-99-STEEL.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
I thought, boy, we got straight next Wednesday night.
What America needs is affordable health insurance.
Finding affordable health insurance for you and your family, it's on everybody's mind right now. And if you're self-employed, it's on your mind too. Well, I found a company you can call right now and get the affordable health insurance coverage you're looking for. The Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee. Write this number down. 800-475-9853. 800-475-9853. They specialize in helping entrepreneurs of all kinds and those of us who run small businesses or don't get health insurance where we work to protect our families with the health insurance we need. And if you have a COBRA plan that's about to expire, we can help you too. So call us right now. 800-475-9853. 800-475-9853. Not available in all states.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now, 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Smart business people know the difference between success and failure lies in their ability to grow. And being limited by your current facility adds up to lost productivity and even worse, lost revenue. You've looked at the price to build, but have you considered the cost of not building? With interest rates still attractive, now is the time to build that warehouse, manufacturing, or retail space you need. A pre-engineered steel building from the General will save you up to half the cost of a similar conventionally built structure and be erected in about half the time. From airplane hangars to riding arenas, gymnasiums, and churches, expand quickly and save. For example, get a 60 foot by 120 for under $55,000 or a 100 by 150 for under $120. Call 800-603-9978, 800-603-9978, 800-603-9978.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack. You've got questions, we've got answers.
We're mad as hell, and we're going to do something about it, folks. That's good to hear. I'm Nancy Skinner, and for Mike Malloy this evening, he'll be back tomorrow night on Air America Radio. We're doing something about Sinclair Broadcasting now. We, listen to me, we, the big we, whole group of organizations, including Media Matters, MoveOn, MediaChannel.org, Working Assets, and Robert Greenwald, who is the director of Outfoxed, brilliant film exposing the Fox News Channel, on which I'm a regular talking head, because somebody's got to be, darn it. And they're going after the 62 television broadcasting group. Not only did they air their specials, as we all remember, before the election, but also they have a nightly news and commentary segment titled The Point, in which Sinclair Vice President Mark Hyman, according to the press release, espouses one-sided conservative rhetoric. Now, if they called that the neocon point, maybe, or a troglodyte moment, it wouldn't be so bad, but there's not the other side of the story, and Robert Greenwald is with us as a sort of spokesman for this project to talk about what they're up to. Is that the whole point of the action here, is that at least you're not saying that they shouldn't do what they want to do, but they need to provide the other side of the story?
Absolutely. We say they've got to provide the other side of the story. We want them to know we're watching. The election's over, but we have not disappeared in quite the contrary. People, I think, are, some were tired, everyone hit a depression, but now people are active and they're back. And again, I think it's, I've worked in Los Angeles, so I know something about this universe. People don't believe how sensitive sponsors are. Their ideology, some of them have strong right-wing, but most of them, their ideology is making money.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that McDonald's and Kraft and Staples and Target and Sprint are all sponsors of this right-wing, radical right-wing media, we need to let them know that. We need to let them know that we're asking for equal time. We need to let them know that if we don't get equal time, we don't look kindly on these commercial entities supporting one-sided radical right media.
And we're not going to eat your 2,000-calorie burgers that kill us. Let's go to the phones, 866-303-2270 to Florida. Larissa's up first with Robert Greenwald and Nancy Skinner. Hi, Larissa. Guess what? I can't hear her, so we're going to put her back on hold and fix this again. Oh, I know what the problem is. We have a problem with both having our guest on, Robert, and our phones at the same time. So I guess we've run back into that little technical difficulty moment again. Tell us what we can do. You said that we need to provide balance, and I think you just hit on a point that's very important to me. We've lost Robert, too. Okay. Hey, other than that, Mrs. Lincoln, how was the play? Then we can go back to Larissa until we get our guest back, or at least to thank him for contributing to this. It's SinclairAction.com. That's the website that they are leading the effort. Can we get Larissa back on? Hi, Larissa.
Hi, can you hear me?
Now I can hear you. Apparently,
okay,
not at the both at the same time, but go ahead. What was your comment?
Yeah, I wanted to weigh in on this. I'm actually a writer for Roth Story. I don't know if you know it. I think certainly one half of that is to go after, this whole right-wing control of the media. But I think the other aspect of it should really be nurturing the smaller media, the online media, who's trying to get the truth out, trying to report facts, but are running on their own, small, very tiny personal budgets.
Mm-hmm.
And I think...
Well, what... All right, so in terms of Raw, is that an internet?
Raw Story?
The Raw, yeah. Tell us about it.
Yeah, I mean, we're the ones that have been, dropping the bombshells, with half of the stuff that's been breaking lately. But just to show you how...
But do you think the internet is going to be a match to, say, broadcast networks?
I think the internet is going to be the death of broadcast networks.
Really? I mean, I've
heard
that a lot, and I think it's sort of wishful thinking on the part of progressives.
No, it's not wishful thinking. I mean, I actually would rather it wasn't, but, I think back on, yellow journalism and then, television coming up. And, at that point, the newspapers had to get their acts together if they wanted to compete. So because the media is not getting its act together and we're standing out here in the cold by ourselves reporting with the little resources that we have, you know.
Well, good point. Absolutely. We need to invest in those people that are doing the good work that needs to be done to counter the story, Larissa. Absolutely. Good point. I thank you for that, and thank you for making it tonight. We do have Robert Greenwald back. I want to just bring him back in here just because we don't have a whole lot of time left. Apparently, we have a difficulty where I can't talk to you and the caller. So I wanted to give you a shot to come out and say what we need to do in terms of working on this project and what's next for you.
Well, in terms of this project, first of all, though, let me agree with the caller who just called in. I think that supporting independent media is critical. I think it actually is going to get stronger and stronger. There are all kinds of, you know, there are blogs, there's website, there's Alternet, there's BuzzFlash, there's, you know, The Nation Online. I mean, it just goes on and on. This specific action, again.
Right, because we only have a few seconds here. So
people have 5 minutes a day. They should go to www.sinclairaction.com. They should get the list of the sponsors. They should write a letter. They should make a phone call. And they should let them know we want equal time on the point on Sinclair.
How hard is that, people? 5 minutes to change the world. You can do it. And we'll look for great work by Robert Greenwald in the future on this. Thanks a lot, Robert.
Thank you.
Nancy Skinner for Mike Malloy on Air America Radio Network.
Are you a diabetic? Do you have Medicare or private insurance? If you do, here's some great news that could save you time and money. If you're required to test your blood sugar, iCare may be able to provide your supplies at no cost to you. Here's why. We work with Medicare and most private insurances to determine your maximum coverage benefits, so we can ship your supplies free right to your door. So I want you to call us right now. 800-720-5868. 800-720-5868. So if you have diabetes, we make it real easy for you here at iCare. We are an approved Medicare provider, and we do all the paperwork, so all you have to do is call. Toll free, 800-720-5868, 800-720-5868, that's 800-720-5868. Remember, at iCare, we care.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
My computer was slowing down to a crawl. Programs were taking forever to open, and the internet became the worldwide wait. It was so slow. But then I found Velos, and in just minutes, my computer speed was right back to where it was, like the day I bought it. Turns out my computer had a virus and over 86 different speed-robbing spyware programs. But Velos got rid of the virus and kicked every single spyware program off my machine. And now Velos automatically keeps my machine virus and spyware-free. And that makes me worry-free. Want to be worry-free and get your computer speed back to where it was, like the day you bought it? Then get Velos. The call is free.
Just call 800-243-1483 and let Velos put the speed back in your machine. That's 800-243-1483. 800-243-1483. Call Velos right now. 800-243-1483.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now, 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Do you want to get out of debt and get on with your life? Then let the agencies offering Care One Credit Counseling Services help you. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? Have you been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Well, learn how you can put an end to those calls and get out of debt and get on with your life. Call Care One Credit Counseling Services today. Here's the number. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. With just one phone call, find out how you can lower your monthly payment and pay off your debt in full quicker. Some of our customers save up to 57% on their payments every month. The credit counseling agencies that give you Care One service are nonprofit. They work with voluntary contributions. So call now for your free consultation and debt analysis. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack. You've got questions, we've got answers.
The Maturity Report.
We have to learn to speak better, Sam. We got to take diction classes or something, but I want to apologize.
No, it's my...
I just stuttered now like Sam.
Janine Garofalo and Sam Cedar.
We will try harder, listeners.
I won't.
To not stutter, to not
I won't. That's
stumble
my
over our words. So anyway...
Enjoy that aspartame.
I haven't even had any of my soda yet.
There you go.
Shut up.
The Maturity Report on Air America Radio.
Past the hour. I'm Nancy Skinner in for Mike Malloy this evening. He'll be back tomorrow night. And we're talking about one of my favorite topics, which actually drives me bananas. That's the media. 866-303-2270. We talked to just moments ago Robert Greenwald, the director of Outfoxed, who is now working with Media Matters, David Brock's group, and many other groups, MoveOn.org, for an effort aimed at targeting advertisers. How key is this? At Sinclair Broadcasting, this very right-wing group, 62 broadcast stations they own, and use that to perpetuate one point of view, which is the problem that the airwaves are owned publicly and should be used for a diversity of viewpoints. That's the sort of argument that they're making. So they want you to go to SinclairAction.com and do something about it. I'm just, as an example, I'm going to get right to the phones here because we can't have both guests and phones, so we're going to do phones. But as an example of why media drives me bananas, and that's what I want to know, what to do about it, ownership, programming, a new fairness law, a type, I know you could never get away with a fairness doctrine, but there's a lot of things I think the public could stand behind. One of them is truth in political advertising. Most people don't realize that you don't have to tell the truth when you're doing political advertising. As long as it says paid for by at the bottom of the ad, you could say someone's a hermaphrodite running for office. And people believe what they see on TV. But more scary to me is the reporting that's supposed to be objective, but is woefully not. For instance, CNN, this is CNN.com, the liberal, what do they call it, Clinton News Network, the very liberal CNN, on their website, an article about the U.S. missile defense system. And if you have examples of this kind of reporting, I love these. It just drives me nuts. It failed, okay? There was another launch, and it failed this morning. And from an anomaly, I said this so they qualify for a Medal of Freedom award. But one sentence in this, they're talking about what, you know, the program, and it says, the military is in final preparations to activate missile defenses designed to protect against an intercontinental ballistic missile attack from North Korea or elsewhere in Eastern Asia. The military is in final preparations to activate missile defenses. What? Are you joking, man? I'm reading this saying they're not in final preparations. They've had 5 of 8 tests where they had homing beacons. Nothing's ever worked without it being rigged. Yet here a serious, credible international news organization is reporting that the system is ready to go, basically, in final preparations. Well, we've done that. We've activated that missile shield. When I see news stories like this, where I can't believe that groups that should know better, that really aren't just coming at this from some partisan hack angle, say things like this. My skin crawls, and I bet it makes yours crawl too. 866-303-2270. Let's go to Brooklyn and talk to Curtis. Hi, Curtis, you're on with Nathan Skinner.
Thank you. I understand that 1% of the population of the United States owns 40% of the wealth of the United States.
38%, something like that. Close enough.
Have you ever heard the expression about the golden rule? He who has the gold makes the rule.
Rules, yeah. Isn't that a twist on things, huh?
Way back in the olden days, a long time ago, people used to say, I may not agree with what you say, but I'll defend to the death your right to say it. Have you ever heard that expression?
Yeah.
And nowadays, nobody wants to hear what anybody else has to say.
No, they'll kill you before they do.
Everybody's very intolerant and very narrow-minded.
Absolutely, because you know what, I call it identity politics, and thank you for your call, Curtis. I think that people need to reinforce what they previously believed, and so that's why, as I mentioned, that University of Maryland study, they go to the news sites or stations that supports their point of view, and they just keep reinforcing it, which is not a healthy thing. I don't think that's going to add to a well-informed public. The general welfare will not be served by that. Let's go to Indiana and talk to Marge. Hi, Marge. We're on with Nancy Skinner.
Well, hello, Nancy. Long time no hear.
Well, I know that voice. Hello, Marge.
Sure you do. I used to bug you when you were at that other station out of wherever in Chicago.
Yeah,
what
yeah.
What happened to Mike tonight? Did he get frosted over in Atlanta?
No, he has a speaking engagement.
Oh, well, we must interrupt that.
Very important, yes. We need him to go spread the good word.
A couple of things that I called about tonight. First of all, a VCR alert for PBS. Now with Bill Moyer, his topic this week, interestingly enough, big business and journalism. Doesn't that sound like something we should all listen to?
That's redundant, big business and journalism. Same thing, different name.
Oh, don't you know it. And I just thought today was a day that we should take note of before it's completely eviscerated by our esteemed leaders. 213 years ago today, December 15, 1791, Virginia ratified the Bill of Rights, making it effective. So, you know, while we still have them, we ought to celebrate the date.
Yeah, and you know why they made the First Amendment first? Did anyone ever think about that?
The freedom of the press?
Yes. Freedom of press and the separation of church and state.
Yeah.
The reason they made that first is because it was in their debates the most important. It was Madison and Jefferson who fought, and actually, it's interesting that you should mention Virginia because how this all got started, the separation of church and state is because there was a vote on whether they should have a tax to support churches, and they fought that, and that led to the Bill of Rights and the First Amendment because they tried to make the argument why we shouldn't actually have taxpayers support a church.
There is a quote, and I think it's Thomas Jefferson, but I haven't been able to nail it down officially. The duty of the Fourth Estate is to maintain an informed citizenry. I think they've kind of goofed that up a little bit lately.
Yeah, I think so. Woefully so in the case of Iraq, and just the reporting is so bad.
They don't report. They just, you know, somebody said, and so according to this source or that source, they don't name anybody. They don't do any digging. They don't truth. What happened to truth?
Wait till you hear the next hour. We're going to talk about this guy, Bernie Kerik, and all the stuff that I unearthed about him. Marge, make popcorn. You are good. Girlfriend, you are going to love this.
Isn't he a sweetheart?
Oh.
He had two affairs going at the same time while he's married to a third woman.
Juicy. And they're calling it Nannygate. They're worried about
the steroids he's on.
The illegal immigration status of his nanny, as if that were the problem. Marge, so good to hear your voice. Lots of people on the line, so I'm going to have to thank you.
Take care.
And wish you well, Marge. It's 866-303-2270 is the number to, let's see. Let's go to California now and speak with Bill. Hi, Bill. You're on with Nancy Skinner.
Did you say Bill because you...
I did. Hi, Bill.
Hi, how are you, Nancy?
Welcome. I'm well. Thank you.
Very good. I was thinking of Greenwald's suggestion. If people aren't aware of it, this is exactly the method that the religious right has used. If you look at an example, the American Family Association, consisting of a lot of strange people in the red states. And what they would do when they'd see anything on film or on the radio, they would call up their center. The center would get enough complaints to reach some critical level. Someone would look at all the what was said and what was done, and then they write a handy summary of it, send it out.
Sternly worded letter.
Yes, and then people would come from the association, and they would launch email just the way we did from Move On and whatever. And it's a very effective way to get sponsors of programs and products to tell the station you're playing things we don't want.
Really, I think it's a masterpiece of an idea. Because, you know, look at some of the advertisers that only support, and I'm not saying you should be one-sided, but they should be open to supporting a diversity of media. Now, everyone's all upset about this show, Desperate Housewives. Have you watched the show?
I don't watch TV. I killed my TV set.
Well, okay, that's probably a good mental health, like, preemptive strike.
Everything online. Go ahead.
But, all right, I'm admitting I like Desperate Housewives. I don't know what that says about me. I'm very, you know, I like to read a lot, and I do my internet news and my TV news, but I like some. Well, they're all after that, and it's amazing these advertisers pulled back from a show like that, which I don't find, I don't understand. It's, you know, why it's under attack. But what we should go to these advertisers that only support these right-wing radio hosts for interest in radio advertising and on television the same, and say, unless you start supporting the diversity of views, then we're not going to support you. And they will respond indeed.
They will. We are in control of the message we send them, but the shape, its form, its process. And they have to listen to us, and they say, well, I don't know if I want to have. There are more of us than there are of them, despite the vote.
Despite the vote.
Pardon
well,
me.
We don't really know what the vote is, Bill, do we? Because
no,
we don't own the voting machines.
No.
So if we did, we wouldn't know what
the... Continue watching TV.
Maybe we should invest in voting machine companies. Thanks a lot, Bill. You have a great night.
Have a good one.
Okay. 866-303-2270. The best form of attack to fight back, to take back the airwaves. That's what I'm asking you. What do you think the solution is to this problem? SinclairAction.com is working on the boycott angle. I think we need to take it from many different angles, offer alternate programming, support independent media, buy, invest and buy actually media when you can. I think that's important. What do you think? Let's go to Columbus, Ohio, and speak with John. Hi, John. You're on with Nancy Skinner.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm great. Thanks.
I just wanted to talk about some solutions for our country, because our country produces more of one resource than any other country in the world to date. Even China reproduce more garbage.
Okay.
And if we can turn that garbage into gold, which is being done by recycling, and I'm not a crazy leftist or anything, but I just know what I see when I see people who can't even throw garbage in the can. I see a resource that can be used by biotechnologists, which I've seen. I read an article in Scientific American about bacteria that can basically digest gunpowder to produce a phosphorescent luminescence in order to detect landmines in Afghanistan. So if we can produce bacteria to do that, we can produce bacteria that will turn our garbage basically into gold for our country.
Hmm.
And China is starting to produce more garbage than anybody.
Well, it's a bit, and thanks, John, that's a very interesting thought. It's a bit off the topic, but just by way of interesting tidbit, I worked on a project after the floods of 1993 to help relocate towns flooded out, rebuild them completely as models of environmental sustainability. And one of the things we pursued was what we called pig power, where we took pig manure. Now, I know this is where it gets really interesting. Pig manure and put it into anaerobic generators to produce, move turbines to produce electricity. And the byproduct was a rich fertilizer. So that's a fascinating subject. In fact, I think we should spend more time on that. It just doesn't have to do with the media. The question on the table is the media. And you have Media Matters and other groups are out there trying to do something about it by way of boycott, by what other information sources are out there and getting behind them. We're getting your thoughts on that. 866-303-2270 is the number to the program. I'm Nancy Skinner. This is the Mike Malloy Program on Air America Radio Network.
Are you losing your hair? Dr. Gary Gordon, Chief Medical Director at the world-renowned Gordon Research Institute, describes exciting new research guaranteed to solve your hair problem.
New data released by the FDA indicates that the body chemical dihydrotestosterone, commonly known as DHT, is the leading cause of hair loss. At our institute, we studied numerous hair loss treatments and found that Folinex is the most effective solution for stimulating new hair growth in balding areas. If you want to stop DHT from causing any further hair loss, then I strongly recommend that you try Folinex now. Folinex's DHT blocker has been used successfully for over 8 years by tens of thousands of men and women. Folinex is powerful enough to regrow hair on virtually anyone, we guarantee it.
Folinex is available for a limited time at half the price of other competitors. Folinex is guaranteed to work for you. So order risk-free now by calling 800-256-8214. That's 800-256-8214. Call 800-256-8214.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
Over 41 million speeding tickets are issued every year, with the average fine over $120. Add court fees and the increase in your insurance, and your cost might triple. Why take the risk? Make your car invisible to all types of speed detection equipment, including radar, laser, and even the new pop radar technology. With the Phantom, with 360-degree detection capability, the Phantom guarantees that you will avoid all types of speed traps. In fact, if you get a ticket, the manufacturer will pay your fine. The Phantom is so effective that it's illegal in some states. So call now for details. Remember, the Phantom is 100% guaranteed or your speeding ticket is paid. So if you never want to worry about hearing this again, get the Phantom today.
Call 800-790-0416. That's 800-790-0416. Call 800-790-0416.
Not available in California, Minnesota, Nebraska, Virginia, Oklahoma, Utah, or Washington, D.C. Certain restrictions apply to guarantee. Call for details.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
This is Merlin Olson for the National Association for the Self-Employed. Have you ever wondered what other small business owners do for their benefits? It's not an easy task to find benefits. Tell you what I did. I joined the National Association for the Self-Employed. They're the nation's leading resource for micro business owners. the NASC offered me the perfect small business benefit package at an affordable price. I gained access to affordable health insurance and also a great package of discounts on other personal and business benefits. Things I can really use, like discounted dental services, unlimited tax advice, and emergency road service. If you're self-employed or you run a micro business, do what I did. Call the National Association for the Self-Employed.
Health insurance is underwritten by the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. Call 800-426-0690, 800-426-0690. Not available in all states. Call 800-426-0690, 800-426-0690.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Here we go, 53 minutes now past the hour at Air America Radio Network. It's the Mike Malloy program, except I'm not Mike. I'm Nancy Skinner. Mike's off tonight. He'll be back tomorrow. The phone number here is 866-303-2270. Let's get right back to the phones. We're talking about the media and what to do about it. It's kind of a broad question, but a lot of solutions, creative solutions, as to how we should put fairness. That's such a whiny word, isn't it? I don't like that. We need a new word when you say fairness. It's just a sniveling wiener word. So we need to stiffen it up, get some backbone in it. So what do we do about that? Let's go to New York City and talk to Dale. Hi, Dale. You're on with Nancy Skinner.
Hello. I have a problem since 1972 when I first started working, even before I could vote on a political campaign.
Mm-hmm.
It was the McGovern versus, what, Nixon? Oh, God, I can't remember. Yeah, campaign in for president. And I went to the polls. I went to the houses and knocked on doors to get people to the polls, and they mm-hmm. told me, well, Nixon already won. There's no use going. So my solution since 1972 has been a total media blackout of the election until every poll is closed in Hawaii.
Oh, you mean on election day, really, that problem,
well,
which is a little...
No, the whole coverage of the election, because if you... Before that...
Oh, you mean even... What, you mean no discussion of the candidates or their issues?
No.
Just on election day?
Yeah, like
okay.
The announcement of who... You know, who's getting what votes in. They can sit there and have pundits, but if it's going to influence anybody's vote to know that in New Hampshire somebody won, you know, 3 electoral votes or whatever.
What they've done now is they wait until the closing of the poll in each state, but what you're saying is that there's a cascading effect.
Yes.
So that where the polls close later, they're turned off by this.
And Fox used that. I mean, they figured it out, and they used it in 2000, and they used it in 2004, because they hired his cousin. You know this, right?
Yes.
They hired Bush's cousin as a special consultant for the election, and the man declared long before it should have been declared for Bush.
I saw Fahrenheit 9/11. Well, I think that's one of many great solutions. The election is a whole beast in itself, Dale. Thanks for making that point where we need to have elections, early voting starting a couple weeks before the election, and a whole host of reforms need to be made in that arena. Let's see if we can't get another call in here. Simon is in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Hi, Simon.
Well, thank you, Ms. Skinner, for bringing out the truth. And I really appreciate it.
I'm trying, Simon. I'm trying.
Well, as long as we try, that's the important part. But I just want to point out the media right now is not feeding the American public what they need to be fed. First of all, they're not pointing out what the federal government is doing. Second of all, they're screening everything that they can about the war. And the solution is that we need the fairness doctrine back. We need it back so desperately. And it is scary at these times that we're not seeking out the truth. I mean, these people want to hide in their religion and say that prayer is going to do something. But the reality is that this is the earth. This is reality, that we need the fairness doctrine. And all honestly, that people need to know what the Republicans doing also. If we put them in the pedestal and ask the right questions, easily these people can be identified as self-conscious people that they're just envy with greed. I mean, they have greed in their hearts, honestly.
Let's to your point about the fairness doctrine, here's my thought on that. It's never going to come back in the same form that it was, because they outdid us, okay? You know, sometimes you got to wave the white flag. They outsmarted us on that, as the right has on a whole host of issues like the estate tax, which is the death tax. They figured out a way to outflank us. They used their brains and had some strategy. So my suggestion along those lines is that we need to do the same, because we're smarter. We need to come up with a creative way that the American public can support legislative goals along those lines. We can't call it that. It's got to be called something else, like they call, you know, Tax Cuts Economic Growth Act or something absurd like that. And that's exactly what we have to do. Hey, up next, the Carrick Reader.
It's the biggest breakthrough in getting a good night's sleep. So effective, over 25,000 medical professionals worldwide recommend it to their patients. What is it? It's the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress, an innovation so advanced, it's guaranteed to provide a better night's sleep. Now you can get a free sample of the incredible material behind this mattress and a free Better Sleep video. Call 1-800-254-7788. The Tempur-Pedic mattress contours to every curve of your body. It relieves the pressure points that make you toss and turn. You'll sleep more soundly, wake up more energized. And for people with back or neck problems, Tempur-Pedic offers extraordinary relief. For a free sample of the Tempur material, call 1-800-254-7788. Call now, and you'll also get Tempur-Pedic's Better Sleep video absolutely free. So feel for yourself what all the excitement is about. Call 1-800-254-7788. That's 1-800-254-7788.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. The U.S. Army plans to have all military vehicles in Iraq fitted with protective armor by June. The military is spending $4.1 billion on the project. The issue has received a lot of attention since last week when a soldier confronted Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld about it. Major General Stephen Speaks says insurgents are using a higher amount of explosives and devices to blow up vehicles. France's foreign minister says his country is looking to the future with regards to relations with the U.S. after last year's disagreement over the war in Iraq. The minister, speaking through an interpreter, said America's ties to Europe will face a test soon.
The test of an enhanced Euro-Atlantic relationship will be the ability to relaunch the peace process between Israelis and Palestinians.
The French minister said restarting the stalled peace process would be a priority after the Palestinian elections early next month. He made the comment after talks with Secretary of State Colin Powell and his successor, National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice. You could soon be able to talk on your cell phone on an airplane. The FCC put out a proposal Wednesday to relax its current ban on cell phones and other wireless devices. However, FCC Chairman Michael Powell says they aren't the only ones that can lift the ban.
There's two rules. The FCC has one and the FAA has one. We've decided to relook at our rule because it's intended to protect ground interference. And we think technology has done a lot to prevent those interference risks. So we're looking at removing our restriction.
All five FCC commissioners voted to seek public comment on the idea. They all expressed some concern about a plane load of passengers chatting on their cell phones during a flight. However, they agreed that their job is to make communications possible, not to set aerial etiquette.
Another major merger between wireless companies is in the works. Sprint has agreed to buy Nextel Communications. The cash and stock deal is worth more than $35 billion. The two companies will combine to form a new giant called Sprint Nextel with about 39 million customers. That would rival industry leaders Verizon Wireless and Singular, which recently purchased AT&T Wireless. A study just out says bar and restaurant owners in New Jersey are subject to all kinds of health problems from breathing dirty air on the job. Noam Layden has more.
A new study out is giving people who work in bars and restaurants where smoking is still permitted more to worry about. The Roswell Park Cancer Institute used monitoring devices in 7 Hoboken bars and found that workers there are subject to air quality worse than what's acceptable in third world countries. Researcher Andrew Hyland says don't be fooled by the air purifiers inside these establishments because they just don't work. In Hoboken, Noam Layden, New Jersey.
You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
We've all been there, at the end of the line, frightened, confused, crying out for the smallest human kindness, when finally there's a voice.
Next!
Most people would tell you that these visits to the Department of Motor Vehicles are the most hazardous times in a driver's life. But they're wrong, dead wrong, because the fact is pollution caused by fuel exhaust is reaching dangerous levels. Right about now, you're probably wondering, what can I do? Plenty, my friend, plenty. Next time you're buying a car, choose one with the best gas mileage that meets your needs and fits your budget. Knowing that you're helping to keep our air cleaner and reducing our country's dependence on oil should slow your weeping the next time you're called in to renew your driver's license. For information on how to find a fuel-efficient car that's kinder to the planet and right for you, and for other easy tips on how to protect our world, log on to getgreen.com. It's easy to do, and you'll learn to save money on gas. Now, that's enough to make you smile.
Next!
If only for a moment. That's getgreen.com. A message from the Ad Council and Environmental Defense.
It's the biggest breakthrough in getting a good night's sleep. So effective, over 25,000 medical professionals worldwide recommend it to their patients. What is it? It's the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress, an innovation so advanced, it's guaranteed to provide a better night's sleep. Now you can get a free sample of the incredible material behind this mattress and a free better sleep video. Call 1-800-254-7788. The Tempur-Pedic mattress contours to every curve of your body. It relieves the pressure points that make you toss and turn. You'll sleep more soundly, wake up more energized. And for people with back or neck problems, Tempur-Pedic offers extraordinary relief. For a free sample of the Tempur material, call 1-800-254-7788. Call now, and you'll also get Tempur-Pedic's Better Sleep video absolutely free. So feel for yourself what all the excitement is about. Call 1-800-254-7788. That's 1-800-254-7788.
Hey, you've reached Chris and Jim. Leave a message. Hey, sweetie, it's me. You're not going to believe this. I'm still here. Looks like I'm going to be late again, so don't wait for me for dinner, okay? I'm really sorry. I love you. See you later. Okay. Bye.
You know what's wrong with gay marriages? The same things that are wrong with straight ones. Support same-sex marriage. A message from PFLAG and EqualMarriage.ca.
Unfiltered.
Thursday on Unfiltered. Hip hop hippity, what's in hipster heaven? Hip horror? Michael Chabon, editor of McSweeney's Enchanted Chamber of Astonishing Stories, is here. Plus, Terry George, director of Hotel Rwanda, tells us how one man's efforts made a difference in Rwanda's civil war in 1994. And don't forget the pep attack.
This Wednesday, Chuck D and Rachel Maddow on Air America Radio.
My, oh my, oh my. I have been reading about Bernard Kerik all day. And what a doozy of a day it has been. It's like a good novel. Who needs trashy romance novels when you have Homeland Security nominees? I'm Nancy Skinner in for Mike Malloy this evening. He has the evening off. I'm a good old friend, if you're just tuning in, of Mike Malloy's, radio veteran for many years, TV face commonly on, well, CNN, Fox, MSNBC, you name it, a talk show, what do they call me, the liberal talk show host, I'll wear it. I'll wear that badge. I've been at this many years, so I'm happy to do so. The number to the program, 866-303-2270. I didn't pay much attention to the Carrick nomination. I'd seen, you know, him in after 9/11, of course, and then in Iraq, and he seemed like, well, you know, tough guy. It's out of central casting, right, for Director of Homeland Security. Tom Ridge could barely pull off the color code thing, couldn't find the anthrax attacker. Well, so, okay, maybe we need a tough guy. And, of course, it's not my job to vet a nominee to the Homeland Security Department. Thank goodness. But they're not doing their jobs as well at the FBI, obviously. And now the media are calling this Nannygate. That's been, even now, we're still hearing that he withdrew his nomination because of the illegal immigration status of a former household employee. Like a Kimball Wood problem. Nannygate. And I said earlier, well, you could call it Fannygate, maybe, or Goombagate, or Losergate. But it's simply not just Nannygate when you get in the weeds on this. And so I did a little of research with my computer, which I presume the FBI all have computers, and I have come up with the letter that they should have written to the president after their thorough vetting process. This is really more how it should have went. The vetting letter that went to the president upon the complete investigation of the Federal Bureau of Investigation. Dear Mr. President, after a thorough vetting of Bernard Carrick, we find him to be a solid, upstanding family values man, and except for the fact that he allegedly had three marriages, one hidden from all his friends and not even included in his autobiography, and had Lord only knows how many extramarital affairs, but the Daily News knows about two, and a 10-year relationship with a corrections officer for which the city was at the center of two lawsuits, one they settled for $250,000, and another ongoing, in which Carrick and his girlfriend were deposed just last week about a former deputy warden's claim that his promotion was quashed because he was reprimanded by Carrick's girlfriend, who, by the way, found a love note in a secret apartment left by lover number two, famed publisher Judith Regan, who, quote, worked out every day with Carrick at a gym, that is, and now calls him insane and maniacal post-breakup, and met him frequently in a secret apartment that was acquired post 9/11 for emergency services. They didn't say what kind of emergency services, did they? But she did receive an honorary Medal of Honor from the city, apparently for the quality of those emergency services, on Carrick's last day as commissioner, where he got in trouble for dispatching police detectives to find out who stole Judith Regan's cell phone. They apparently all used this apartment, even though he had bought and lavishly renovated two New York apartments, where the contractor was a guy who was indicted and sent to prison for bid rigging, and the engineer was indicted for providing false statements to the city. And he did this all at a time that he was so broke that his best man and another friend had to foot the bill for his opulent $10,000 wedding reception. The same friends he hit up, by the way, for a $2,000 Tiffany badge and $4,300 in baby furniture, even though it was illegal not to report gifts over $1,000 and punishable up to a year in prison. And he had not reported any gifts during that time. Gifts he had received from a guy named Lawrence Ray, who recommended to a New Jersey construction company this so-called top-shelf guy, landing his friend and his brother both jobs at a time when it was illegal to use your office to get employment for friends or relatives. But it didn't help Interstate much, because Ray was indicted and pleaded guilty to federal conspiracy charges for his role in a mob-run $40 million stock fraud scheme, which caused the city to suspend $85 million in city contracts to interstate, which didn't seem to bother anyone much because Carrick was on record as having five conversations with Ray's criminal attorneys on this case while he was recommending him as a top-shelf guy. And just 3 months after the owner of Interstate told investigators about his interactions with Carrick and Ray and the hiring of Carrick's brother, Carrick was named the city's 40th police commissioner. But he did talk about that in the book, except for the part about his bankruptcy, the arrest warrant for non-payment of taxes, and the foreclosure on his condo, for which he was also cited in contempt of court, or the $2,500 fine by the city for using police detectives to do personal research on his autobiography, or the part about going to Iraq for 3 months when he showed colleagues his new $1.2 million house in New Jersey, but said it was undergoing renovations, so he needed a place to stay. And he winked when they said, "So you're in Iraq because you needed a place to stay while your house is being renovated?" But he fails to pay taxes on an illegal nanny until 2 weeks before his nomination and deports the poor girl right after that, by the way. Other than that, Mr. President, we find Bernard Carrick to be a solid character deserving of the nomination of the Director of Homeland Security. Signed, failed FBI. Now, the media are calling this Nannygate. All this stuff, this is all stuff from the New York Daily News, New York Times, and New York Post, by the way. All of these allegations. I'm not making this up, folks. I mean, I just kept printing and reading and reading. This isn't Nannygate. All these things on his record for all these many years, isn't this like getting Al Capone on tax evasion to call this Nannygate? Really? And who is to blame for this debacle? Is it the FBI? Did they not do their job? I want to know if the FBI asked his wife how secure her house, her homeland was, let's say, or had security measures been penetrated. So was it the FBI who didn't do a proper vetting? Or the media, really, honestly? In the wake of this huge mandate and election, they seem to just not even be concerned anymore. What's the point? All these things in this guy's past, and we heard nothing, and now they're just going along with the Nannygate theory? I mean, they could have nominated a frozen embryo these days, and no one would have noticed. That's great. Okay, so we've nominated a frozen embryo for an office like Homeland Security. In fact, it was reported by MSNBC that the Bush people knew. Apparently they're trying to recover from this debacle. White House knew Carrick had a colorful past. That's what they're saying. It's colorful now. It's evil when Democrats engage in this kind of moral behavior. It's colorful when conservatives do. Bush administration lawyers who vetted Bernard Carrick before Bush named him to lead the Homeland Security Department knew he had a colorful past, and that's in quotes, but concluded that his long record of public service would outweigh questions about his conduct, a senior U.S. official told NBC News on Monday. Oh, we knew all this. Really, we knew this. Do you think we knew this? So we knew all this. This is amazing. And there's more, really, that I didn't even get to here. We're talking not only, this is the same administration that rode the coattails of the moral values vote, right? The majority of people that voted moral values and family values, and now it's just colorful. It's colorful that he had three or four wives. We're really not sure, and four children. One wife was hidden, a couple at the same time, a secret apartment overlooking Ground Zero there, by the way, for emergency services. He ended up renting and using as his little love nest. But that's colorful when it's one of their guys. For the life of me, I can't believe that he got as far as he did as one of Giuliani. First of all, to be appointed police commissioner when he had ethics violations against him, this company, this construction company, Interstate, that they lost their contracts, that he got the guy in who ended up having them lose their contracts based on his word which was illegal to try and get people jobs based on his office. The list goes on and on and on. Who blew it? Was it the FBI? Was it the media? And are they just so immune to criticism now because they've concentrated so much power that they figured it doesn't matter anymore? Really, we can just put anyone in office or do anything we want because we put the line out there and everyone's going to be afraid to cross us. 866-303-2270. That's the number to the program. Let's, you know what, I'm going to take a break here, and as soon as we get back, we're going to get your calls right up next. The Carrick Reader, unbelievable story. It has it all. And this guy had a nanny problem, an illegal immigration status problem. That is a good one, a fairy tale for all of us. I'm Nancy Skinner, and for Mike Malloy on Air America Radio Network.
Okay, people, what do we have?
Doesn't look good. Patient is male, 28 years old, trying to get a loan for a new car.
They're checking his credit now.
What's the status?
Looks like he's got some credit problems.
Late payments?
Yes, doctor.
Too many credit cards?
Affirmative.
I've got 6 credit cards and rising. Make that 7.
I've seen this before. What's his credit score?
No response.
What?
He doesn't know, doctor.
What? He went for a loan without knowing his credit score?
We're losing the loan.
Why didn't he use Score Power from Equifax?
Clear.
How many people do we have to lose?
How's your financial health? Find out with Score Power from Equifax. You'll get your credit report, credit score, and you'll learn how your credit decisions can affect your score. All for just $14.95. It's the first step toward healthy credit. So check out Score Power at Equifax.com or call 1-877-4-EQUIFAX. That's EQUIFAX. Equifax.
Doctor, come quick. There's a woman trying to buy a house without her credit score.
It's an epidemic. Run away.
Get the power. Score Power at Equifax.com.
Do you know where your children are on the internet? In the U.S., thousands of children are affected by internet crimes every day across the country. You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Help educate our children.
Join the PCP, Printer Cartridge Recycling Program. Don't toss that cartridge. Call 1-866-STOP-ABUSE.
It doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in preventing internet crimes across the nation. It is an effective project for schools, corporations, businesses, offices, private homes, and best of all, the environment.
Don't toss. For every cartridge you return, the Child Abuse Unit receives a dollar towards the education on internet safety.
You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Educate your children.
And remember, it doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in protecting us and promoting internet safety. Don't toss.
Sponsored by the Child Abuse Unit, SPCC, 1-866-STOP-ABUSE. For more information, go to childabuseunit.com. Keep our children safe on the internet. Childabuseunit.com.
If your debt is out of control and you are buried with credit card bills, there's a secret you should know. Debt Relief of America can eliminate up to 75% of your credit card debt. That means principal and interest gone. Here's how it works. Credit card companies don't want the average consumer to know about special policies they have to help them recover on late bills. Debt Relief of America negotiates with the credit card companies on your behalf using these secret programs so that you can eliminate up to 75% of your debt. This is more than just a reduction in interest. This means your credit card bills are gone. They do all the work for you so you get the best possible settlement. Eliminate your late fees and avoid the stigma that comes from going bankrupt. Call now for your free, no-obligation professional debt relief consultation. Call for free information now. 800-637-9841. 800-637-9841. Wipe your debt clean. Call 800-637-9841. That's 800-637-9841.
Welcome to What's on My Mind. First question. 1 in 3 chance you'll need it on vacation.
Duct tape? Saddle shoes? D-batteries.
Actually, Imodium.
Oh, I knew that. There's a 1 in 3 chance you'll get diarrhea on foreign vacations. Imodium works often in one dose.
If you know all about Imodium, why didn't you say it?
TV jitters?
This is radio.
Oh.
Until next time.
Pack Imodium AD. Pack wisely.
Use only as directed. About 1 in 3 travelers to developing countries get diarrhea.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. lesson.
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Malt-O-Meal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Malt-O-Meal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
This is your 30-second Vanguard Insight on expense ratios. When comparing mutual fund expense ratios, the smaller the number, the more money you keep. Ratios that start with whole numbers? Not good. If you see a decimal point first and then the numbers? Better. Expense ratio too high? Call 1-888-VANGUARD or visit us at vanguard.com.
Call for prospectus for more information. Read and consider it carefully before you invest. Vanguard Marketing Corporation Distributor.
Would you like to lose those extra pounds? CarboBlocker is clinically proven in a double-blind study to give you results. We're so confident that CarboBlocker works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of CarboBlocker and fit back into your favorite jeans again. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-318-5434. 800-318-5434. 800-318-5434.
Bernie Kirk show on America. Oh, he'll end up with a talk show. You better believe it. I'm Nancy Skinner in for Mike Malloy on Air America Radio. That's what every disgraced official ends up doing, is a radio talk show. Why is that? That's another show. All right, I'm Nancy Skinner, as I said, in for Mike. Mike will be back tomorrow. The details, 866-303-2270. I have been shocked all day. I just went through a huge litany of allegations against the former nominee to the Homeland Security Department. I mean, a huge department, a nomination, because they merged 22 different agencies and would be in control of all security agencies, for everything from TSA to immigration, which was a big problem for the nanny issue, right? If he had indeed had an illegal immigration status employee, everyone's sort of likening it to Kimba Wood, or who was the other person in the Clinton administration? It was Kimba Wood and Zoe Baird, who had those problems. But they didn't have the rest of the baggage, like the arrest warrants, the bankruptcies, the connection with mob figures, the no account for the lavish spending. Oh, you know what I didn't put in here? One of the things that the FBI didn't put in their letter to the president was that he cashed in almost $6 million in stock options from a company called Taser International that sold stun guns to the Department of Homeland Security for zero investment, which I think is excellent. I think that's quite a deal that he made on that. Accepting thousands of dollars in gifts against department policy, fined by the Ethics Commission. It's unbelievable to me as I read through all this stuff that reporters like Russ Buettner of the New York Daily News and others have been digging up here. And why are they alone? And why did it take so long? And how can the administration convince us that they're in control of security for this country, this world, in fact, when they can't properly vet the guy who's going to head it up? Really, do you have confidence that this administration is really in control of national security when the guy that they nominate has this many skeletons in his closet and they didn't know about it? It's comical. It's farcical comedy. Really, Shakespeare could not have written this. The guy that we're going to trust the intelligence of this nation to, we don't have enough intelligence on him to figure out that the city has paid out, you know, $300,000 in lawsuits because of his behavior, because of his affairs. It's absurd. And so this whole idea is that somebody screwed up, whether it was the FBI Which certainly they did. But I think the media, too, because I think they have a responsibility to be on top of these nominations and looking at these people closely. And they've I think they've just completely given up that responsibility. Now, it's just send us a press release from the White House and just tell us what to say, okay? Put the quotes in, wording, because we can't bother, really, with doing a lot of the gumshoe legwork on this stuff. What do you think? What went wrong? Is this not unbelievable that this guy made it so far in his career, but let alone to be nominated to one of, I would say, the highest, probably, cabinet position in terms of its importance to our country? It would be the highest. Not that Director of Health and Human Services isn't important, or the Secretary of Agriculture, very important. But Homeland Security, securing our freedom, very important. 866-303-2270. Let's go quickly to Larry in Sacramento. Hi, Larry. You're on with Nancy Skinner.
Hi, Nancy. How you doing?
I'm great. Thanks.
Well, I'm glad that Air America's on here, because I was going crazy after the election trying to find some real news, something I can believe in here. So I'm calling about that Kerik matter, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And when he was nominated, I told my wife, I says, "What? This gentleman looks like he has the credentials to be head of Homeland Security with his background." Then he was also, I also did a little research on him. He was the, I believe, like a vice president of Juliana Partners. And so he's in cahoots with Giuliani. I think the only reason that he was nominated, because Giuliani asked Bush to do this.
Yep.
So if he gets appointed, now he's going to give all these contracts to Giuliani's partners, and they're going to become rich together.
Well, he's not getting appointed now.
I know that. I know. I'm glad it fell through. But I can tell he was crooked, because they're talking about all this stuff about Nannygate. And that has nothing to do with why he was dismissed.
It's so like Capone on tax evasion, is it not? Nannygate.
It's crazy, because all these other things, that Nannygate is the least of his problems.
Absolutely.
And then he has ties to the mob. He's not paying debts. He's got, you know, women on the side. I mean, this is supposed to be the moral majority.
It's funny stuff. Larry, thanks for your call. Your rest of your call is coming up next. I'm Nancy Skinner in for Mike Malloy on Air America Radio Network.
Air America fans, there's a magazine you need to read. Mother Jones, your best source for no-holds-barred investigative journalism. This week, Mother Jones is offering a crazy introductory subscription price of just $10 for a full year. Subscribe now and get Mojo's eye-popping new issue. Read about how U.S. soldiers are speaking out and refusing to go to Iraq, how America has hired potential war criminals to do the dirty work in Iraq, and the scandals that may cost House Majority Leader Tom DeLay his job. Go to MotherJones.com. Just $10 for a full year at MotherJones.com.
So I got the hint.
What hint?
About my problem.
Believe me, you don't have a problem.
I'm talking about the Denorex you left in the shower last week.
Oh, that. Well, I noticed your dandruff was back.
If you've used dandruff shampoos that didn't work, you're ready for Denorex. Denorex penetrates deep into the scalp to control dandruff and leave hair looking healthy.
I wanted to tell you how great your hair looked, but I guess we got sidetracked.
Are you finally ready for Denorex? Use as directed.
You're sorry you're late? No. You're not late. You're 45 minutes late. I've been sitting here by myself waiting for you for 45 minutes. Do you have any idea how that makes me feel? Say something.
Keep your voice down.
You know what's wrong with gay marriages? The same things that are wrong with straight ones. Support same-sex marriage. A message from PFLAG and EqualMarriage.ca.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
And we go live now to Andy in the Air and our traffic chopper with today's traffic report.
Thanks, Todd. Traffic is moving smoothly eastbound on Route 1. No delays there. Moderate congestion at exit 17 northbound on the parkway. Expect a 15-minute delay. And there are heavy, heavy delays on the southbound thruway between exit 2 and exit 8 near the shopping center.
Can you see what's going on down there, Andy?
Well, there looks to be an overturned, oversized belly in the right lane. Extremely large, blocking all traffic.
I'm sorry, I don't have a great connection here. Did you say belly?
That's right, Todd, and a rather large one at that. It looks as if someone lost it from walking across the shopping center parking lot to the stores.
Well, there you have it. Heavy congestion due to a heavy belly. Stay tuned for another belly update at the top of the hour.
Small step number 43. Park further from the store and walk. It's just one of the many small steps you can take to help you become a healthier, well, you. Get started at www.smallstep.gov and take a small step to get healthy.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Injury victims. If you or a loved one has been injured as a result of a motor vehicle accident, a slip or a fall, or because of a doctor, hospital, or nursing home mistake, get the legal help you and your family deserve with no upfront, out-of-pocket expense. Call the Personal Injury Review Board at 1-800-858-2870. The call is free, and the results may surprise you. Don't let the insurance companies give you a quick, unfair offer. You may be entitled to a much greater settlement. Call 1-800-858-2870. Our lawyers will work hard to get you the highest amount of money and the maximum benefits to which the law says you are entitled. The Personal Injury Board has your best interests in mind. Call 1-800-858-2870. That's 1-800-858-2870. Not available in all states. Cost payable at conclusion of case.
Head driving to Valero. Gotta fill her up fast. I fill my tank to the brim with the performance gas. Head driving to Valero.
Vroom, vroom, vroom.
Make a turn for the better.
Vroom, vroom, vroom.
Head driving to Valero. For all the room you need.
Get more vroom for your buck. Valero. Value, variety, vroom.
Randy Rhodes.
Yeah, I read a story yesterday or the day before. I think it was in the Washington Post, and it said that a guy had been the victim of a landmine. He had lost a leg, and they brought him back. They did a fabulous job rehabilitating him, did give him a prosthetic leg, and then they sent him back to the combat zone. Used to be you got wounded in that kind of a fashion. When my dad served, when I served, you got wounded like that, then you got to go home, and you got to get out.
Randy Rhodes on Air America Radio.
What to do now? Former police, New York Police Commissioner Bernard Kerik is out as the nominee of the Homeland Security Department. Names are running all over the place as to who should replace him. Apparently, Senator Lieberman has turned down that position. I'm Nancy Skinner in for Mike Malloy this evening on Air America Radio Network. The number, 866-303-2270. I just went through the most absurd litany of allegations in this man's closet, skeletons, if you will. Even CBS said seven skeletons are pouring out of his closet. Now, finally, why? Why did it take so long? Was this the FBI problem, number one, a media problem? And in many ways, I think that we've almost reached the point of no return here, that they have consolidated Republicans their power in so many ways that they're able to just, there's complete absurdity in terms of proposals, nominations, and there's just no accountability in a way that's like, really, it's another comedy channel. Watching this stuff. And here's another question I'm going to put on the table. Who else should we nominate since this was such a stellar nomination? This is where people always get creative. Come on, folks. Get creative here. Who's next? We had Bernie Kerik, who had everything from illicit affairs to bankruptcies, arrest warrants, ethics violations, mob ties. How are you going to top that? I'm just thinking, in the back of my mind, who else is that qualified, really? Any people in prison? Any former Ken Lay? I'm sure you all are a lot more creative when it comes to thinking of nominations for Homeland Security, given the valor of our last one than I am, and I'm going to put that on the table. Who should be the next nominee? 866-303-2270. Maybe Arnold Schwarzenegger. He's a tough guy. He was pretty tough in The Terminator. His face got really freaky at that one point. Remember, he was pretty scary. That would scare me if I were a terrorist. So maybe that's the way we need to go. Or maybe it should be a woman. There are some pretty scary women out there who would scare terrorists. What do you think? Who's next and who's to blame? Let's go to Miami, Florida, and speak to Irwin. Hi, Irwin. You're on with Nancy Skinner.
Oh, how are you doing? You know something? I'm not really surprised at anything that come up with this guy, Carrick, because if you take a look at his boss and his protege, now here's a guy who was sleeping with another married woman while his wife and children were in the other bedroom, and this affair went on for I don't know how long. I think she had to get a restraining order or something to get him out of here.
Until he went to live with two gay guys, yeah.
Uh-huh. And then didn't this woman leave her husband and marry him? I mean, this is some of the lowest trash on the face of the earth. And during the whole
That's harsh, isn't it? That's kind of harsh.
Well, what would you – let me ask
It's colorful. That's what the –
Yeah, it's colorful. The whole presidential election, all we see down here in South Florida campaigning for this Christian is Rudy Giuliani. Why in the world would anybody who is a Christian have anything to do with a man who has a moral decadence of Rudy Giuliani?
Well, I'll tell you what. Rudy Giuliani, I don't know. I hate to judge. See, I'm in the judge not category. And so I don't know what his moral decadence is.
You don't – excuse me a second. You don't think it's moral decadent to be married three times and be cheating on your wife and kids with another married woman? I feel sorry for you, huh?
Well, no. I'm not saying that. I'm saying I hate to judge, but that's the side of me that says judge not. But, yeah, that's...
I'm not judging those
creepish people. Creepish, lousy behavior. And it's hypocritical for an administration that touts moral values. I mean, that above... All these people went to the polls and cited moral values as the most important thing, and yet these guys come out, and they're always... I mean, this is not new, though, Irwin. Look at Newt Gingrich, who was having an affair all during the impeachment with the woman he's now married to. He was having an affair at the time, and he had three marriages, and Rush Limbaugh and Trent Lott, and I mean, the whole bunch of them. It's not surprising to me. Hypocrisy is astounding on the right.
Can I say one thing to
sure.
you, though? I think when I heard you speaking there, don't make the mistake of thinking because you tell the truth about somebody that you're judging them. That doesn't mean you're judging them. I mean, these people are actually doing this stuff, and for you to see it and speak up about it, as long as you don't get angry about it or say you're going to knock their head off or something, you're not judging it. I'm not judging them. I'm just telling it like it is.
All right. Well, we appreciate you doing that, Irwin. You have a great night.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thanks a lot. 866-303-2270. Am I judging or not? You know, it's so hard, really, to be stuck in this because I always, you know, researching actually a lot since this whole moral argument came up about early Christian, as in Jesus Christ, that guy, remember, that started the whole religion, his teachings. And, you know, it's take the speck, before you look at the speck in your neighbor's eye, take the log out of your own eye. Yet we on the left are so bad about that because we say judge not. They judge away. And we're getting our fannies clobbered because we're unwilling to lay things down, moral imperatives. And this guy was a loser, and I can't believe he got as far as he did. Who's next? Who would you nominate? After this one, how does it get any better? 866-303-2270. Let's go to Daniel. Hi, Daniel. You're on with Nancy Skinner.
Thanks for taking the call. I think we should nominate Ahmed Chalabi. I think he puts Carrick to shame.
There you go.
I mean, he'd be a great candidate. Come on, the guy's
Ahmed
got the background.
I mean,
he knows all the players, you know?
Yeah, he is. He's very, he's vested.
He's very well connected to all the people that we'd need to know to make sure that we're safe.
With all the terrorists that we need to pay off.
Exactly.
To stop
not only
them
that,
from attacking us.
Yes, exactly. And not only that, but he's really good at misleading you know, the press, too.
That's
true. You know, got a record with Judith Miller at the Times and Gordon and all the rest of them. So, that's
you've,
dog juice.
By golly, you've done it, Daniel. You've succeeded. I don't know if you heard earlier I said that some of the neocons were mad that the Medal of Freedom was awarded to George Tenet and the bunch, but not Ahmed Chalabi.
Yeah, I know. I couldn't believe it. I didn't hear that part of it. That's amazing.
So there's a website, chalabiwasrobbed.com. Some people think Richard Pearl was robbed.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Well, those guys, you know, I mean, they've got it rough. I mean, they've got it really rough being the, you know, the neocons and, mm-hmm. and all that. I mean, yeah, it's not easy being, you know, living in a cesspool of, you know, of a moral quagmire like that.
So. I hate when that happens. And Geraldo Rivera, I think, would be a good nominee for the Homeland Security Department.
That would be a good one, yeah.
He's tough, and he's been married enough times.
Right.
He qualifies. All right. Dan, you have a great night.
Have a good night.
Thanks a lot. 866-303-2270. I like that one. Ahmed Chalabi. And plus, it's fun to say. Let's go to Peter in Chapel Hill. Hi, Peter. You're on with Nancy Skinner.
Yeah, I think they have to nominate Joe Lieberman. I mean, they would, you know, on the one hand, they would get, you know, the sort of pseudo credit for reaching across the aisle to a Democrat, even though, you know, obviously Lieberman has been a Republican in Democrats' clothing for years.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they would also get the benefit of maybe increasing their margin in the Senate by one more. And if there's anything Homeland Security needs right now, it is Joe Mendum.
Well, you know what? Unfortunately, Senator Lieberman has turned down any overtures.
Oh, no, did he?
Yes.
Oh, I missed that in the news.
I'm so sorry to be the one to break that news to you.
Oh, man. I mean, he's a consummate bureaucrat. Right?
You know, in terms of the tough guy image, it's just not happening with Senator.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not getting that adrenaline rush when I see him in the way that, and we were talking about this with Jason, who's on the board tonight, in terms of casting the movie, the miniseries with Bernie Kerik. Is he not Telly Savalas? Is this not perfect?
Oh, yeah.
Telly Savalas.
A younger and not quite as intelligent-looking Telly Savalas.
Kojak. That's what we need.
Well, if Joe's out, then I guess I have to go with Schwarzenegger.
All right. Well, hey, he's the logical next choice.
You're doing a great job filling in for Mike. Great to haven't heard you before. Great to hear a new voice.
Well, thanks. I appreciate that. You have a great night, Peter.
You too.
866-303-2270. Who would you nominate now that our pillar of upstanding values, Bernie Kerik, has a nanny problem? Oh, isn't that good? A nanny problem, as if that's the only problem he has. Let's go to, is it Elaine in California? Ellen? I'm sorry, am I mispronouncing your name? Elan?
Hello.
Elan. Hi, Elan.
Yeah. I have my governor as a choice.
I'm sorry?
I have our governor to be the Homeland Security.
Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Yes.
Why would you nominate him?
He's a kind of tough person whom a terrorist will definitely scare to venture anywhere in U.S.
Mm-hmm.
And also...
Go ahead, punk, make my day. No, that wasn't him. That was Clint Eastwood. I'm sorry.
No.
He's pretty tough.
He's a real person. Our Terminator is a real person, not an actor or somebody.
Mm-hmm.
So, and if you consider, if he is questioned in... hearing, don't worry about anything. Like, he can call anybody as a girly man so that nobody will dare enough to talk.
And that's going to make those terrorists stand down.
Yeah.
If he calls him a girly man, then, whoa, okay, now they're getting serious here in the United States. We better lay low because we've been called a girly man. That's an excellent thought. I hadn't thought about that. Thanks, Alan. I appreciate that suggestion. Arnold Schwarzenegger. You agree with that one, 866-303-2270. Let's go to Eugene, Oregon, and speak to Nick. Hi, Nick. You're on with Nancy Skinner. Hello, Nick.
Hi.
Hi.
I was thinking that Ann Coulter would be a great nominee.
Why is that?
She would absolutely just scare the hell out of all the terrorists and all the liberals as well.
Which is one and the same. You know, if you're saying terrorist liberals, it's redundant, right?
Oh, because, from their side, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, they're the same. It's the same kind of word. Yeah, she scares me. I've been on TV with Anne and debated her, and I'm not scared. But no, but she's tough. She is one tough cookie. She would just get on TV, and she would just lambast them, really rhetorically, and they would wet themselves. That's what the terrorists would do. They would wet their pants if Ann Coulter was the Homeland Security Director.
Well, that's what we want, isn't it?
Very good, Nick. I like it. She's risen to the top of my list, folks. I think Ann Coulter, 866-303-2270. No offense, Ann. I think that's a good thing. It means, you know, you're tough and the leader. Who do you think should be the new Homeland Security Director? Carrick has gone up in flames. You could also opine on that one. Who blew that one? It's unbelievable, the list of his alleged problems, his nanny problems. I'm Nancy Skinner in for Mike Malloy this evening on Air America Radio Network.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
Good game, Mike.
Thanks. Hey, by the way, how was the doctor the other day?
Good, but my cholesterol's 200. It's a little high.
Yeah, I'm around 760.
760? You're kidding me!
Pretty impressive, huh?
No, not impressive. Not impressive at all. What are you, on some sort of butter diet?
Yeah, you know, I figured at 760, getting a loan on the new car should be no problem.
Loan? What are you talking about, man? You're not going to live long enough to pay back a loan.
There's physical health, and then there's financial health. With ScorePower from Equifax, you'll get your credit report, credit score, and you'll learn how your credit decisions can affect your score. All for just $14.95. It's the first step toward healthy credit, and a score of 760 is pretty healthy. So check out ScorePower at Equifax.com or call 1-877-4-EQUIFAX. That's EQUIFAX. Equifax.
Yeah, I figure I can get up to around 790 by the end of the year, you know, if I'm lucky.
Look, a little advice.
Yeah?
Eat a vegetable, a smoothie, something, man.
Get the power. Score power at Equifax.com.
I love Boy Street next Wednesday night.
What America needs is affordable health insurance.
Finding affordable health insurance for you and your family, it's on everybody's mind right now. And if you're self-employed, it's on your mind too. Well, I found a company you can call right now and get the affordable health insurance coverage you're looking for. The Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee. Write this number down. 800-475-9853. 800-475-9853. They specialize in helping entrepreneurs of all kinds and those of us who run small businesses or don't get health insurance where we work to protect our families with the health insurance we need. And if you have a COBRA plan that's about to expire, we can help you too. So call us right now. 800-475-9853. 800-475-9853. Not available in all states.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
If you have tax debt, you need to know that IRS has beefed up collection to record levels. But also know this, your problems can be solved and your debt can be settled. And there's no person in this country better equipped to help you than Dan Pilla.
Hi, this is Dan Pilla. If you have a tax debt, you need to know that in the last year, tax liens have increased by 148%. Bank and wage levies are up a whopping 306%, and property seizures increased an incredible 316%. Now is the time to get your tax problem solved, and my Tax Freedom Institute can help. I can show you how to stop collection action and get this problem behind you once and for all. Call for your free consultation, and if you have a state tax debt, I can help there too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX, and make sure you look for my brand new book, The IRS Problem Solver, available in bookstores everywhere.
If you have an IRS debt, now is definitely the time to act. Dan Pilla has helped tens of thousands of people, and he can help you. Call today, 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Would you like to look and feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? Ultimate HGH is clinically proven in a double-blind study to help you look and feel younger. We're so confident that Ultimate HGH works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Ultimate HGH and turn back the clock. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447.
All right, we're off the charts now. We're into silly land, but that's okay too. Lots of people on the line, so I'm going to get to the back of the phones. The question on the table is, who should be the next nominee for Homeland Security Department, given the stellar nomination of Bernard Kerik, and what an upstanding citizen he was, and so properly vetted at that. I'm Nancy Skinner, in for Mike Malloy, 866-303-2270. Going to rip through some of these phone calls. Looking at my screen, and I'm laughing hysterically because I know what you're talking about, girlfriend. Joy in Santa Cruz. I watched Scarborough last week. And I can't believe you're saying this. Hi. Good evening.
Welcome to Air America Radio.
Thank you.
We love you already. You're just wonderful.
Well, thanks.
I'd never heard you before, and I'm so glad you're here.
Well, we're having fun now. So go ahead and tell them what your discovery was.
Well, I was watching the Fox News the other day, and I swear to God, I saw a real Adam's apple on Ann Coulter.
I saw it, too. She was up against...
Yeah, you saw it, too.
Al Franken on Scarborough last week. I was at my mom's house. What did you say? Go ahead. Yeah, your mom called?
My mom called me and said, I can't believe it. She's got an Adam's apple.
I saw it, too, just last week. She was on with Al Franken on Scarborough.
Yes.
And I met my parents. And I'm like, look at that. Now, I was just chatting with Jason off air, and women don't have Adam's apples.
No, we don't.
Because he thought it was because she's so skinny that, you know.
No.
And I said, you know, even if we're skinny, it's not like the organ doesn't exist. So
it's not in our throat, period.
Right. So what does this mean? Has anyone seen this, and what does this mean?
Well,
she definitely
we're bringing
had it.
It out into the news, you and I, right now.
She definitely had an Adam's apple.
Oh, absolutely.
I saw it clear as day.
I saw that, I went, oh, my God, this woman is not a woman.
Wouldn't that be something? Not to delight in the discomfort of others, but that would be funny.
Well, Majority Report has been saying that she's actually Andy Kaufman in reincarnation. That's possible. But I think actually she's some guy just dressed up.
Well, boy,
I've seen her really looking bad too at times when she's like trying to when she's under pressure.
You know, the thing about Ann Coulter is, you know, she just works it so hard. I have, as I said, I've gone up against her. I put a suit on. You know, I'm on television. You wear a suit. She's got like a tube top on.
Yeah, or she wears midriffs or something.
Yeah,
like let me push my sex on you. And
well,
it's really gross.
Maybe there's a skeleton in that closet, so to speak, too. Joy, thanks for adding to that, because no one has ever said that before, and I saw it last week clear as day. So that has sort of changed my, given me something to think about. Thanks a lot.
Thank you for coming on to Air America.
Yeah, I'm happy to be here. And Mike will be back tomorrow. Let's go to Stevens in Connecticut. Hi, Steven. You're on with Nancy Skinner.
Hi. I wanted to nominate a guy, but it may seem a bit like political patronage because he's so close to the Bush family. But I wanted to nominate Osama bin Laden.
Well, the bin Ladens and the Bushes are, you know, pretty tight.
Yes, they are. But it would give us a huge advantage on knowing what the terrorists are going to do next as well.
Ah, see? Keep the enemy close,
yes,
Confucius says.
I wanted to mention something about Ann Coulter, too. That topic of her Adam's apple has been a rip that's been going on the boards, on the posting boards for months now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's not something that's brand new. It's been speculated upon for a long time.
So has there been anything added to it other than pure speculation?
No. All I know is it's speculation, and we joke about it all the time.
Like nobody has determined that there was an Arnold Coulter?
Well, you know, I mean, every time I've seen her, it looks like she's got one.
She does have one. She does. I saw it.
And, you know, I know you can get a sex change operation, and they even talk about you can have your Adam's apple shaved a bit, but you can't have it removed.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I believe that's correct. You might want to check with a doctor on that. But, you know, no matter what you do, it'll probably still show a little.
She's never looked into
them. Women don't have them.
Women don't have them. No, that's what your dog concurs. Women
I want to nominate Osama bin Laden. I think he would serve the country well compared to anybody else in the Bush administration.
Now, does he have an Adam's apple?
I don't know. I haven't checked.
Wouldn't that really get the dirt on him if he didn't? That I'm sure that nomination would, you know, sail through now that we don't have a filibuster. Hey, thanks a lot. That was pretty funny.
No problem. Love Air America. Great, great radio.
And they love you. And I have so enjoyed being here tonight, sitting in Mike's chair, as I have done many times in the past. Look forward to doing it in the future. Mike will be back tomorrow night in this spot for all you truth seekers. I'm Nancy Skinner, and this is Air America Radio Network.
Smart business people know the difference between success and failure lies in their ability to grow. And being limited by your current facility adds up to lost productivity and even worse, lost revenue. You've looked at the price to build, but have you considered the cost of not building? With interest rates still attractive, now is the time to build that warehouse, manufacturing, or retail space you need. A pre-engineered steel building from the General will save you up to half the cost of a similar conventionally built structure and be erected in about half the time. From airplane hangars to riding arenas, gymnasiums, and churches, expand quickly and save. For example, get a 60-foot by 120 for under $55,000 or a 100 by 150 for under $120. Call 800-603-9978, 800-603-9978, 800-603-9978.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. The U.S. Army plans to have all military vehicles in Iraq fitted with protective armor by June. The military is spending $4.1 billion on the project. The issue has received a lot of attention since last week when a soldier confronted Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld about it. Major General Stephen Speaks says insurgents are using a higher amount of explosives and devices to blow up vehicles. France's foreign minister says his country is looking to the future with regards to relations with the U.S. after last year's disagreement over the war in Iraq. The minister, speaking through an interpreter, said America's ties to Europe will face a test soon.
The test of an enhanced Euro-Atlantic relationship will be the ability to relaunch the peace process between Israelis and Palestinians.
The French minister said restarting the stalled peace process would be a priority after the Palestinian elections early next month. He made the comment after talks with Secretary of State Colin Powell and his successor, National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice. You could soon be able to talk on your cell phone on an airplane. The FCC put out a proposal Wednesday to relax its current ban on cell phones and other wireless devices. However, FCC Chairman Michael Powell says they aren't the only ones that can lift the ban.
There's two rules. The FCC has one and the FAA has one. We've decided...